If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Mostly sunny today. We're looking for highs in the 60.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, and Robert Rudolph.
Randolph?
Yes, sure enough it is.
I love it, Randolph.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, John Perry, and Robert Randolph.
Joe Perry.
What did I say, John? What the hell?
Then I tried it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, and Robert Rudolph.
Randolph?
Shit! This doesn't sound real!
I know. That's why I had him put it on the CD for me. I said, the guys will never believe this. You have to put this on the CD.
This is why they have rehearsals.
Kevin, what's wrong with you?
They may have chosen the wrong guy.
No, you don't talk now, okay? You're not so good with the putting the words together and they're coming out good thing.
And now,
Kevin, goddammit,
our feature presentation.
Go, Ninja, go, Ninja, go! Go, Ninja, go, Ninja!
Turtle?
Oh, come on!
Oh, come on.
It's the, Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ at 531.
You've gone too far. I love that. Everyone's like, oh, come on,
come
not
on
the
now.
Turtle.
Stop that,
is
turtle.
Is that where we draw the line?
I didn't do that. I just brought it in. A listener
it
did it.
It happened. It's sad. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Turtle?
Great.
This whole Anna thing has just gone to extreme ridiculous lengths.
Well, we are beating it to death.
No.
I mean, we are killing it. There's no question. If there was any comedy left in it at one point, it is now officially all gone.
Anna?
See, that's what you think, but you go through three different phases in comedy. One is funny, then burned into the ground, and then if you stick with it long enough, funny again.
That's what we're doing?
That's what the Family Guy does. They'll start doing something, and you'll think, okay, I'm tired of this.
You're right.
And then they keep doing it, and all of a sudden you go, wow, I can't believe they're still doing it.
Yep, seems like a colossal waste of time until you realize how funny it is.
Cow?
Okay, that's enough.
Captain?
Oh, my God.
Hey, speaking of you announcing at the Grammys.
Yeah.
This email begins, Bean, you have to talk to Kevin and find out why he didn't take the Miss USA announcing job he was offered. Sure, he's retarded when it comes to speaking, but by turning the offer down, he forced millions of people to listen to freaking Ellen Kay instead.
Oh, she's the one who did it?
According to this email, as bad as Kevin is, at least it ends up being entertaining for a few days. His actual performance, coupled with the on-air ridicule from you guys, makes for a good time. Please call him out on the fact that he gave work to that gargoyle over on Seacrest show. Shame on him. Sincerely, Dave.
So apparently after you turned them down, apparently then they went to Ellen Kay, and she must have ended up doing Miss USA. Here's the deal about that. Once you turn them down, they don't really come back to you for a follow-up suggestion.
True.
Well, who do you think should do it? That doesn't really happen.
I think what Dave in this email is suggesting, though, is that you made the wrong call by turning it down. He thinks it would have been entertaining to have you do it because then we'd get some more Kevin magic on the network.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
I think I spend probably enough time behind the microphone right now to give us plenty to make fun of for the rest of our lives. I don't know that I need to actually take extra jobs for that.
Okay. Well, I just want
I mean,
to
I don't know that I need more screw-ups. Look at the moment with file. There's like 700 of me. There's like 6 of Bean, 2 of Lisa, a couple of Ralph.
Well, yeah, but now we'd have 750.
Well, true.
I do know they had to bring in a new hard drive here at the computer yesterday for the moments with Kevin. Hey, I wanted to ask one more question before we move on. How many miles did you have on your car, Kevin, that time you wrecked it and it was still too new to have parts made?
Nice. I don't know how many miles I had it, but it was December, and it was the model of the next year.
Oh, okay. Right.
So I had it maybe for 2 weeks or something like that, and then I got in an accident. And Bean's right, for a month they kept my car because there were no replacement parts even being made yet, because it was too new.
Yeah, no one needed them yet.
Did you do that?
Well,
awesome.
Yeah.
Captain?
Yeah, it was kind of bad. I bought a car on New Year's Eve, so you know I've had it certainly long enough to have wrecked it by now. I mean, it's March now, right?
March 27th. Yeah, so
yeah, I had 1,300 miles on it, but
what happened?
Yeah.
Your fault? Yeah, it was in my driveway. And,
what?
What's wrong with you?
What did you do?
Well, remember, and we replayed this again over the best ever. Remember when I was moving my friend Marty's truck and I managed to slam it into a bunch of rocks? Because I got this circular driveway that is not all clear on all sides. It's got some jagged parts. It's got some rocks that are kind of on the end and some rocks that are kind of on the side. And you really have to kind of navigate it a little bit. It's a little narrower than I would like.
For those of you that missed that story, his truck was also brand new. That Bean was
taken
care of.
And, that's right.
His truck was like your car, a couple of weeks old is all it was. And I managed to just slash the side of it on these the combination of rocks and tree branches that are hanging over this driveway. Like I said, the driveway is just a little thinner than I'd like. So I'm backing out of the driveway in my almost new Toyota Prius and you know, thought I had a straight shot and just right into just stack of rocks right on the side that kind of juts out into the driveway a little bit and, you know, knocked the bumper off the bottom and the panel popped out and the whole deal. And I thought,
just exactly how many accidents are you going to have before you realize there are rocks there? Like, yeah, I would think after the truck thing, I would know where all the, you know, the rocks are and stuff.
Completely different side of the oval, too. That's what's funny. It wasn't like I hit the same spot. It's just this driveway is just, it's got me beat. It's got me licked. I can't navigate. I have to start parking on the street.
Stevie Wonder is a better driver than Bean.
I really am beginning to believe that.
He's a terrible driver.
I'm not, though. Yes. I mean, I have not been in an actual accident in I don't even know how long. It's decades I haven't been in an accident.
Okay, but how many times have you wrecked a brand new car in your driveway in the last 6 months?
That's what I'm saying. That's just the weirdest thing.
It's not weird. You're bad.
But I'm not. I'm really not, though.
He's also the 25 and a 40 zone guy. In the right lane.
Also not true.
Putt. Lightning, back me up on that.
That is definitely true. And this, Bean is a woman. Bean has all the characteristics of a woman.
I resent that.
No depth perception.
An Asian woman?
Gets lost. Remember when he had the garage door slammed down on his car?
Yeah. Oh, sure, yeah.
He took the moped to the wall.
Oh, yeah.
He almost got hit by a train while in Norway or somewhere.
He did get hit on a moped by a truck.
Yeah.
But think about, guys, how many years ago. I mean, you're talking 15 years ago.
Guys, I drive like an insane maniac, and I've never hit anything.
And, like, he has that other female characteristic, the bigger the car, the greater the concern, where he refuses to drive a car that's over, like, you know, 9 feet long.
I drive a car that's big enough to be a solar system.
Yeah.
And yet I haven't hit anything.
Yeah. Well, I've been trying to convince Bean for years that he's accident prone. He will not accept that, matter what. But he does get in these kinds of accidents.
I will tell you, we don't have time to get into this because we have a very busy show, or so I'm being glad to believe. But not only did I smash up my almost brand new car yesterday, but I also did either break or fracture my little toe by smashing it into a bag of dog food.
What? You mean in a separate incident yesterday?
Completely separate incident, yes. I had a bad day yesterday.
Will you admit you're accident prone now?
I'm not at all accident prone. It was just a fluke. It never happens. I never get hurt.
Define accident prone then.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine.
Bean's the guy who hits his head every other day on something really, really sharp and hard.
Remember in the old K-Rock building where he put his thumb under the table?
Oh, sure.
Under the chair on the clamshell and it clamped.
Yeah, that hurt a lot.
Yeah.
That could happen to anybody, though.
But it doesn't. That's the thing. It rarely happens to anybody else, but a lot of that stuff happens to you.
I just never get hurt. I haven't had to go to the hospital. I haven't been in a hospital. I haven't broken it. I haven't had a cast. I haven't broken a bone. I haven't done anything.
Bean, how often do people pull surgically implanted tubes out of their eye?
How many people bend over to put on pants? How many people put on pants?
Yeah, bend over and put on his pants at the Super Bowl.
Now, Lighting's right. That was an emergency room visit. But again, 15 years ago. You guys have got to clean the slate.
But wait a minute, Bean. Here's what we're saying. We could go back 15 years for all of us, and it wouldn't add up to anywhere near what we're talking about with you.
Nope.
Anywhere near.
Yeah, I'm saying it was just a fluke. That's what I'm saying.
That's what you've been saying for years.
So I got the broken toe, and then I wrecked the car. And then I found out a bunch of stuff I've been waiting. UPS lost my packages yesterday. I had to call. I was on the phone with them for hours to try to get that tracked. So I just had one thing after another.
Well, maybe your fault. I don't know.
They were probably sitting on the ground. You ran over them before you hit the wall.
No, they never got delivered. They went out for delivery, never got showed up.
Accident prone.
He didn't want to get killed.
We need to find out what the definition of accident prone is.
Yes.
And see if we can fit it to Bean, because...
Well, it's just not me.
Hey, like, go in the other room and start making a list of all that stuff.
All right.
Okay.
And don't forget, when he walked down the stairs and he hit his forehead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was having, like, concussion symptoms for months.
Well, I was knocked unconscious that time, Lisa.
Yes.
You're doing what?
Oh,
accident prone. Look at that. Alex, our assistant producer, already figured it out from Webster's.
Okay.
Having a greater than average number of accidents.
Just not me.
Not just cars, but in any way. Having personality traits that predispose to accidents.
That could be somebody, not me, though.
Just not me.
See, this is what Bean does. I also think that he has Asperger's, and I read a quiz where he has like 19 out of 20. He goes, nope, not me.
Not me. We all know it's
He's here. Just in denial, in it's major denial.
Not again.
Accident
not true.
Prone.
Very, very busy show today. What,
do you know what I did yesterday to myself?
Right.
Nothing.
No,
you,
neither.
Lisa?
Not a thing.
Mike?
No, not really.
Nothing?
No.
Bean wrecked a car, broke his toe. Two different incidents. Not accident prone.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
All right.
We're going to find a date for Craig.
I want to go out.
His date for his swingers weekend in Cancun canceled on him.
Mm-hmm.
And first questions first, why?
Yeah, I mean,
we need to get out of that. But then we're going to throw the phones open and find somebody that wants to go.
I mean, was this a woman that he had been dating who thought, I can't have sex with him one more time. I don't care if a free trip to Mexico is involved. I've got to get out of this. I mean, if that's the case, then maybe red flag.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case or not. If it's
or
not,
maybe she just decided that she couldn't do the swingers thing. Who knows? Maybe that was the first for her.
Hey, maybe she just had to work. I mean, who knows what it could possibly be. Lightning.
Long-time relationship. She broke up with him just before Valentine's Day.
Okay, so it didn't have anything to do with this trip. It just happened to be after Valentine's
Day. Correct, yeah.
Okay.
All right, fantastic. So we're going to talk to him today, and we're going to find some female K-Rock listeners that are interested in meeting a guy sight unseen and going to Cancun with him to have sex with everyone there. That shouldn't be hard, right?
In other words.
Exactly.
That's someone who's up for something different this weekend. Also on today's show, we're going to tell you about
The Secret. The Secret.
There's more on The Secret, huh?
Really?
Yeah, Nightline did a piece on The Secret. And those of you who don't know that's the big craze that's sweeping the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's sold millions of books.
Yeah, it's
a
number one bestseller. It's just it's a self-help book. It's one of those, you can improve your life by reading this book and implementing these suggestions, and everything will be great.
Now, we all believe in the power of positive thinking, but this particular one goes even further. I mean, it's like, hey, the universe is your catalog. Just let it know what you want. That kind
it's
of
the
stuff.
The law of attraction.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it's just bogus as hell.
This is the great secret of life.
The secret. The secret. The secret.
So we're going to get into that today. we also have, we have to talk to Lisa today, because today's a very big day for Lisa.
Yes. I'm getting a little nervous now.
There is going to be a doctor, and he's going to take a needle down there.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
And he's going to make...
That's no needle.
I guess everybody does love Dick.
Also on today's show, movies that make men cry. The King of Mexico came in and told us that he was watching Deep Impact. Now, I don't know if you remember that movie. It was from, 7, 8 years ago or something like that?
Yeah.
But it was one of these, just like Armageddon, where there's a meteorite, it's heading for Earth, and they have to fly in a spaceship and go plant charges on it and explode it so it doesn't kill us all. So it's realistic.
Brought a tear to his eye.
He cried.
Did he cry because Earth was saved, or why? Do we know?
I don't know exactly.
I think it was a scene where someone had to say goodbye because he knew he was going to die.
Oh, that could be. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Because it was the exact... As a matter of fact, everything he said... I don't think I ever saw this one, but everything he said about it was Armageddon. It was the exact same thing.
It's very similar, yes. Different president.
Exactly. So we're going to talk about Dave today.
Did somebody order Mexican?
And there's a big brouhaha going in Mexico, and I don't use that word lightly.
Right.
Working down in Mexico, and this is where the Simpsons, the guys that translate the Simpsons into Spanish, mm-hmm. are on strike because they're not... They want to do the movie. The Simpsons movie, which is coming out.
Oh.
And apparently they're having trouble.
And why wouldn't they be asked to do the movie if they do the TV show? I don't even understand what the problem is.
I don't know. Apparently the rep for the voice guys, he called the producers of The Simpsons and he asked,
did somebody order Mexican?
And they said no. So I'm not exactly sure what that's about. Plus, we're being sued.
That I can't wait to hear about.
Wait until you hear by who?
You'll love it.
Could be so many people.
We're going to take a quick break and come right back with the showbiz beat.
I miss Ralph Garman. I wish Ralph Garman were here right now.
Why?
So you don't have to do this?
You don't like doing the showbiz?
I enjoy listening to it. That's why.
Yeah.
Sure.
We're going to fill in for him this week while he is on vacation. There's some American Idol news, Kevin, that you're going to be delighted about.
Yes. I think, well, first of all, away? Is it getting canceled?
No, I'm afraid not. First of all, you're not going to be delighted by this, but they have decided, and they say it's because, you're going to laugh at this, they say it's because they don't have time to do everything they need to do in the Wednesday results show, which has traditionally been a half hour. Yeah. When all they have to do, by the way, is point at somebody and say, you gone. Okay, that's the extent of what is required in the results show.
I don't watch that show, but from what I understand, it is a 2-second announcement at the very end. Yes. And the rest of it is all just filler.
Yes.
It's filler. Yeah, it's recaps, and then they have the kids come out and sing a horrible song where they all sing on it, and then sometimes they'll have whoever the guest judge was or guest, you know, person who's working with the kids the night before, they have that person come out and sing a song too. So the whole thing is just a filler.
Then they have like a live commercial where all of the contestants ghost ride the whip on a Chevy or a Ford or something like that.
No, right? they don't do that. They don't do that. Right. But anyway, they have announced that starting next week, they are going to be expanding the half-hour result show to an hour.
So. Oh, my God!
You're kidding.
Because Fox, frankly, guys, isn't making enough money off the American Idol, so they've made that an hour.
That's now. All it is, isn't it? They just think, well, our ratings are so big, if we made it another half hour, why not?
How can
well,
we go on?
And people will watch it. That's the sad part.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Now, the other American Idol story I think you're going to love, and I just found out about this morning. Apparently, there is a blogger who has gone on a hunger strike until Sanjaya is removed from the program.
Vote for Sanjaya. Vote for Sanjaya.
Now, Sanjaya Malakar is easily the worst singer that has ever gotten into the top 10 on any of the 6 seasons. But the girls love him. He's got a big head of hair, and he's got a million-dollar smile, and they think he's adorable. And, of course, he's also the guy that VoteForTheWorst.com has gotten behind. And a lot of people are saying how hilarious it is because the judges just hate him. They know he shouldn't be there. They know good singers are being asked to leave because he remains in the competition every week. So people keep voting for him, which is hilarious. This blogger says she's going on a hunger strike. It's been 9 days so far. She did not do her update yesterday because she was feeling too tired and weak to do it. I don't even know how I'm typing this right now, she said. we got to track her down.
Her, yeah.
Yeah, we got to track her down. She also told her her readers, I've had other people saying they want to join me in the hunger strike. I must reiterate again, I do not recommend this. It is really not fun. Well, then eat. Okay. Because I have news for you. You being on a hunger strike doesn't have any effect on who goes home on American Idol.
Yeah, especially if no one knows you. I mean, if you're Nelson Mandela or somebody, a lot of people care, whatever. But a person like her who doesn't, no
a
one
blogger.
Knows her. She's
yeah.
a blogger
yes,
about American
exactly.
Idol. There's also, I don't know if you saw on MTV, they did a story on how the Idol castouts knew that they were getting the boot. You can kind of tell ahead of time if you're going to be the one. And there's not very much information here. They say, like, for example, when the producers know you're going to go, they won't talk to you. They don't even look you in the eye.
Oh, really?
And Daughtry was one of the people. Is that his name, Daughtry?
Yeah.
He was one of the people that was interviewed for this. And
no
they
kidding.
Said, there's that. There's the producers won't talk to you, and they won't look at you. Mm-hmm. But one of the biggest things is the seat placement. If you're sitting next to somebody who's pretty decent but had a terrible performance last week, you're gone.
No
so they
kidding.
All, I guess when they sit them down, they're all like, no, I don't want to sit there.
Oh, because they know they're going to get called
so
up.
So they can kind of tell that it's coming, yeah. But if you're in the middle, you're much safer because they don't call people from the middle so much. This is
interesting.
All of these stories are people who pay way too much attention to American Idol.
It's a phenomena. I know you hate it, some say the biggest television show in the history of TV in terms of how consistently highly rated it
is. That's what makes
it's like
worse.
A Super Bowl every week. I know. Well, yesterday late in the show, TMZ.com broke a story that we reported to you of an ugly, ugly incident with our pal Scott Weiland and his wife, Mary. They were at a hotel in Burbank and apparently just tore the place up. Blood ended up on the sheets, phones ripped out of the wall, alarm clocks smashed. Apparently, it was a big, big fight. The story continued, Kevin, after we got off the air. Yesterday, because apparently they went home to their place in Toluca Lake, and Mary Weiland, Scott's wife, ended up being arrested for burning more than $10,000 of his clothes out in the front yard.
Oh,
now,
man.
God.
We're going to have to go to the woman on the show to find out what a guy has to do to have all of his clothes burned in the front yard, Lisa. Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I'm guessing his penis was someplace it shouldn't have been. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, we don't know, but what the hell?
Wow.
Apparently,
Maybe she just didn't like the way he's been dressing lately.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, who could blame her, by the way, if you've seen the way he's been
dressing? She wanted to upgrade.
She ended up having to go down to the Burbank police station, and he ended up showing up afterwards with his attorney, and she was arrested, by the way. No charges against Scott, which has got to be a refreshing change for him.
Sure.
But she's booked for investigation of felony arson vandalism for burning up all the clothes.
Wow.
So I hope the kids work that one out, because like I said yesterday, we like them both very much, so I hope that one goes away.
I don't know if you saw this or not, but YouTube is having awards now.
YouTube. No, I didn't.
I saw the headline, but what do people vote on best video?
Yeah, best video, best comedy, best music, best commentary, all kinds of different things.
Well, that's kind of cool.
The three biggest, I believe, are most creative, which is OK Go. That's their video.
Oh,
on
yeah.
On the treadmill?
On the treadmill,
yeah. Here it goes again, right?
The most inspirational was the free hugs.
I love that.
And that's Sick video. Puppies, right?
Made me cry.
That's right.
Yeah. And the best series is Ask a Ninja, where people write in emails and you ask a ninja, and then at the end of it, the guy says, I look forward to killing you soon.
That's funny.
So anyway, that's what we need is more awards, but at least these are semi-interesting.
And they're good, yeah.
I'm sure that they'll end up putting that on TV somehow, right?
Oh, yeah. And I'll be the announcer.
Speaking of TV, if you're a Punk'd fan, I don't understand the logic behind this, but MTV has a new season of Punk'd that they are going to debut on April the 7th, and they are going to air all 8 episodes in that season on that afternoon. On Saturday afternoon, they're going to do a marathon of the whole season.
That's a new season.
Yes.
Isn't that normally considered burning them off?
It sure is, because then why do people tune in when the regular season begins, starting on the 10th, when they start showing the regular Tuesday night Punk'd episodes? I don't know what they're trying to do here, but if you're interested, some of the celebrities getting Punk'd this season include Hilary Swank, Nelly Furtado, Magic Johnson.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I like that show. That's a good show.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's still on.
I like it. You know what? He's the annoying part of it.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
But these, especially when they do big celebrities like this, it's really fun to watch them get caught off guard. They don't know what's going on. It's a natural reaction because so much of what you see is just people putting on their best face.
Being fake.
So that, just showing you what they want you to see.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I kind of like that part of it.
It is Tuesday, not a tremendous amount to look for in the stores today. There's a new 2-disc director's cut of Cast Away. That was that Tom Hanks stuck on a desert island movie. That's out today.
Excellent. All I could do is watch more of a guy with a volleyball on an island by himself.
Yeah, that's the movie that I can't imagine really lends itself to needing 2 discs.
Yeah, here's some extras. This is some of the footage that we shot on the island with no one on it.
Right.
Enjoy it.
Will Smith's Oscar-nominated performance in The Pursuit of Happiness comes out on DVD today, and assistant producer Super Whore Alex is going to be so excited. Van Wilder 2, The Rise of Taj, out today. Not much in K-Rock music for you. There is a new Good Charlotte CD today called Good Morning Revival. The new Kaiser Chiefs, that's a terrific band, called Yours Truly Angry Mob. And the new Jennifer Lopez Spanish language album called Como Ama Una Mujer, which means, does my ass look fat in this? That's also
that's
in stores
that
today. That's what it means, exactly.
Well, I wish I spoke the language.
Today's celebrity birthday is Mariah Carey, who's had one of the most remarkable comebacks in music history. When you figure out how low she was at the glitter time, when she was just fat and weird and like having the nervous breakdown on TRL.
Oh, didn't her record company pay her $50 million to go away?
I don't think it was quite that much, but yeah, it was millions and millions of dollars. It was certainly over 20 to go away. And then she ended up signing with another label and having the biggest album of her career and winning a bunch of Grammys and the whole deal.
Wow.
So she is back, and she is 37 years old today. One of the hottest women in the history of TV, Xuxa, the Brazilian TV host.
Oh,
have you seen her?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, she's 43. And our pal Quentin Tarantino, just ahead of his Grindhouse, coming to theaters in a couple weeks. Quentin Tarantino, Oscar winner, Quentin Tarantino, is 44. That's the K-Rock Showbiz.
You are listening.
Oh, my God.
Try that again. I apologize.
Puberty.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Nice choice.
Thought I was working with the window licker for a minute.
Hey, how about the Fallout Boy custom Honda Civic Hybrid?
No, we are giving away tickets all this week here on K-Rock, including on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, to see Fall Out Boy with Plus 44 and the Academy is. They got 2 big shows coming up at the Forum May 2nd, Honda Center May 3rd. Tickets are on sale now for both of these shows. We're giving away tickets to the Honda Civic Center, and you not only win tickets and backstage passes and the latest Fall Out Boy CD, but you also get a key that could start the brand new tricked out Fall Out Boy car that they're giving away. And I assume it's a Honda Civic, but they're giving it away that night at the show. So keep listening for a chance to win and qualify coming up on K-Rock.
We were talking a couple days ago about movies that make guys cry, and Dave, the King of Mexico, who's in our studios right now, he brought up a movie that we all kind of stopped the conversation and looked at. What? Did you just say Deep Impact? Did you say the movie Deep Impact?
Not an obvious choice.
Now, you're talking about the theatrical, the big theatrical hit with the comets, Deep Impact, or the porn ripoff with the same title?
The ones with the comets. Yeah.
Comet. Okay.
Because the other one had a lot of tails, but no comets. Hey, yeah. G'day. Ew,
what the- hey, thank you. What part of the movie did you cry at? And then we're going to take calls for movies that make guys cry, especially if they're embarrassing for you.
Well, it's the part where they realize they can't blow up the comet on their own, so they have to actually kill themselves with all the nukes and land on the comet and blow it up themselves.
Oh, so they have to sacrifice themselves.
Yeah,
oh, you're talking about Armageddon.
No.
Oh, Deep Impact.
No,
okay.
Armageddon was weak, dude.
Armageddon is in my top 10, bitch.
Well, that's...
That movie rules.
But those Armageddon, out, some of them got away. Right?
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah, everybody survived except Bruce.
One.
Except Bruce Willis.
Right. Yeah, he right. Second. No,
oh, okay. Which one was Deep Impact, Dave? Who was the president in Deep Impact?
Was it Morgan
Freeman? Yeah.
Morgan
Freeman. Who was the president in Armageddon?
Who knows?
Some dude.
Yeah.
That's the only way to keep those movies straight is who's the president, because otherwise they are identical.
But I think it was Billy Bob Thornton that was running the space program, right? That got the guys together on Armageddon.
Yeah, Armageddon, yes.
Yeah. Okay. But the Deep Impact was like a secondary ripoff. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, whatever. But we're going to fight over this. But all their families are getting together to say goodbye.
Right.
But one family couldn't make it. The wife of this astronaut, him and his newborn baby, they couldn't make it.
Right.
And so he's all bummed out. And then finally, she rushes in the end, and they finally get to say goodbye to each other.
Where do they say goodbye? Just before they're going up?
Over the video before. Right
before. Oh, the video feed. Okay.
Yeah, video feed. Right before.
Just like Armageddon. That's what you're saying.
No.
Okay. Here's the clip of where Dave cried. This is the point where Dave cried. The guy's talking to his wife and kid.
Hello, Warren.
Joey brought him.
He's holding up a little rocket.
It's a mighty powerful rocket you got there. I can hear him, I know. Mary, I'm hugging you both right now.
Prepare to synchronize the nukes.
23.
Not really hugging them both right now. Not really doing that.
Synchronize the nukes.
By the way, that mighty powerful rocket you got there, that was also in the porn movie called Deep Impact, which is weird.
He was blinded by the sun, man, and he never saw his kid, but he finally got a chance to hear him. That's
did somebody
so
order
sad.
Mexican?
David,
you're
how much
a
did
homo.
How much did you cry, Dave?
I didn't, like, ball up, but I shed a tear here and there. But every time I see it, same spot.
Same thing.
It always happens to me.
Was it because you looked around and realized you were in your living room and it was a Saturday night and you were home by yourself watching Deep Impact? Was that why you were crying?
Maybe. But nonetheless, it was every time I watch it, you know, it gets me every time.
The exact same scene in Armageddon gets me with the Bruce Willis and the Liv Tyler.
It is. It's the exact same thing.
He realizes he's going to die. Everybody realizes he's going to die. They hook up a video. Same thing, except for it's his daughter. Liv Tyler plays his daughter.
No.
We are going to take your calls on movies that make guys cry at 1-800-520-1067. And we're looking for, am I right about this? We're not looking for movies that everyone cries at, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think the embarrassing ones are better. Because seriously, who cries at Deep Impact?
Nobody.
Armageddon, maybe.
But if you cry at, Rudy, then we understand, because that's the big emotional story where the kid goes in, he plays for Notre Dame. I mean, everybody cries at that, right? That's not embarrassing, right? That's just me?
That's embarrassing.
That's just you, yeah. Sean in Huntington Beach, good morning.
Hello.
Hi there. What do you cry at?
Terminator 2.
Terminator 2?
You realize you voted for that guy? You're watching the movie, you go, oh, I made him governor.
What part?
It's at the end of the movie when the Terminator gets lowered into the molten lava.
Oh, the very, very tear-jerking molten lava.
No. He's almost, like, when he's lowered into the lava, right before he's completely lowered in, the Terminator sticks up his right hand and gives him the thumbs up.
Oh.
So sad.
Yeah. That's gay.
Goodbye, John Connor.
Right there. It's that one part where it's like, are you crying? No.
You're a homo.
All right. Thank you, Sean,
for the call. Guys, what about Gladiator? That one shows up on lists.
Oh, yeah, that's
Maximus finally dies. I mean, people get teared up about that.
Yeah,
right?
But that's...
Nothing embarrassing about crying at a Gladiator movie, right?
You can understand that. But
Braveheart 2. Braveheart.
Braveheart, sure.
Oh,
yeah,
my
same thing.
God, yes.
That's true. Yeah. That one's really tear-jerking. But what would you say, Bean, if somebody cried at, say, Bad Santa?
Well, that doesn't make any sense. That's a comedy.
Well...
Psycho.
Well, you know, there's some sad parts.
You're a homo.
Some really sad parts.
Set up the clip. What's this?
Well, this is just one of the many parts of the movie where you realize Billy Bob Thornton's new friend, or seemingly his friend, the little boy in the movie, really doesn't have a lot of other friends besides Billy Bob Thornton, and maybe their relationship isn't what the kid perceives it to be.
I thought maybe at least since I did good in school, maybe he'd bring me a present, because last year and the year before that, he didn't bring me any presents, even though I'm a dipshit loser.
Jesus f***ing Christ, kid. Why do you talk about yourself that way? Let me give you some news. I'm not Santa Claus, all right? As a matter of fact, I'm living f***ing proof that there's not a Santa Claus.
I know there's no Santa. I just thought maybe you want to give me a present because we're friends.
Come on.
Aww.
That's sad.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's sad.
But not print. Gay.
But oh, come on.
But in the whole context of the whole movie, it's all kind of dark and funny and ugly and...
It's kind of sad, but it's not weepy sad.
Yeah, it's
because I'll
like,
cry well, at anything, like cry and sad. That didn't make me cry.
You know how you just said the whole context of the movie is dark, twisted, yes. and ugly? Maybe it just hits me right where my heart is because I myself internally am dark, twisted, and ugly.
That's true.
Kevin.
That's true.
Isn't you're that little boy. Yeah.
Is it the first time?
Little boy,
first and
you?
Only time you've ever cried?
No. But maybe Lisa's also right. I was a fat blonde kid.
That
somehow developed into this.
No friends.
Yes, I'm kidding. You douchebag.
Okay. That was the best thing I ever heard. Billy Bob is your guy because he actually starred in another movie called The Man Who Never Cried. I don't know if you've seen that one or not, but that seems kind of appropriate to this conversation, too, about a guy who can't show emotion.
Let's go to Rick in Los Angeles. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Kevin, Dee, Lisa May.
Hello, Rick.
Hi. So, Red Dawn, when Patrick Swayze's swinging his brother on the swing and he's telling him, Maddie, Daddy's on his way to pick us up, but he's actually bleeding to death in his arms and the big bad Russian guy has got him in his crosshairs but lets him go out of pity.
Yeah. You cried at
well,
that, huh?
When you describe it like that, how could you not well up?
I thought it was a good idea to show me that movie at 8, about 3 months after my parents divorced.
Oh, well, that's different if you're a kid. That's different.
Yeah,
I mean, that was a sad scene because it was his, wasn't it his brother or
yeah.
his son?
His brother.
His brother, yeah. He was holding him in his arms. He was dying the whole thing. Yeah, did you cry at this part?
I'm a Wolverine, and my hatred keeps me warm. A Wolverine.
Is that what you cried at? Oh, I'm sorry. That was Family Guy. Okay. Thanks for the call. We'll take a quick break. We have a bunch of people on hold. I am having trouble. Anyone is crying at any of these movies.
I could see all of them.
Really?
I could see why they're crying on all of them.
All right. We'll talk to them when we get back.
We're talking about movies that make guys cry. And I don't know. I don't think I have any embarrassing movies. I don't think I have a deep impact in my over.
Oh, like you could cry if you wanted to.
I've, a couple movies I've teared up at.
You felt like you should tear up, but you don't know how. Just like Dexter on Showtime.
I do weep every single year when I watch It's a Wonderful Life, when George realizes he's the richest man in town. I will tell you that does get to me. That is a very heartwarming, emotional moment. I do tear up there.
Okay, but for the rest of us, let's talk about movies, because that's a little odd every time. He cries because he realizes he's still watching that goddamn same old Christmas movie. Mine is, I did cry at King Kong.
King Kong.
Kidding.
And I'm the gay one.
This is Jack Black and Naomi Watts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
Naomi Watts, by the way, she's hot.
Yeah.
She's unbelievable. Yeah.
And you don't want to see her sad.
Right? Oh.
So it wasn't so much that the ape got killed.
It wasn't?
Or the gorilla or the monkey or whatever it was. No, it was that how sad it made her. Because you never want to see her sad.
You're trying to turn this into sort of macho thing.
Yeah. He falls, and they do the close-up on Naomi Watts. She's crying. But then they follow that up quickly with something that makes you laugh out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And so you feel a little bit better about yourself.
Why'd he do that? Climb up there and get himself cornered. The ape must have known what was coming.
It's just a dumb animal. Doesn't know nothing. What does it matter? Airplanes got him.
It wasn't the airplanes. It was beauty killed the beast.
That is 8 seconds of the worst dialogue in any movie ever.
That is their homage to the original, though. That's what happens in the 1933 original.
Oh, it is? Okay. Because Jack Black is the guy that brings him over, and Jack Black's the guy who says that. And I wanted to yell, no, you did, a-hole!
Bad in 33, bad in 2006, you know?
All right, let's go back to Sean, who says he cried at Hook.
Yeah.
What's up with that, Sean? You were talking about the Steven Spielberg movie Hook with Julia Roberts as Tinkerbell and Robin Williams is in it, I think. And Dustin Hoffman. Is that the one we're talking about?
Yeah, Robin Williams.
What's the part that you cried at Hook?
At the very end when they got the fighting scene, Robin Williams is flying through the air and Rufio gets stabbed by Hook. And wind's blowing in his hair and he screams no. And yeah, very emotional.
Okay, I'll say it. Gay.
He's embarrassed by his own movie.
Lisa cries at anything, too.
I don't think I cried at that.
I think I'm more like Dave than anybody else here. I am an easy target for emotional stuff.
Are you really?
Yeah, especially when it comes to kids, little kids. Like in Braveheart, for example. That's the one where his little daughter says at the end, right?
No, at the end, he has to do is admit to treason against England, and they'll kill him quickly.
Right.
But they keep torturing him. At the end, he screams out freedom and all the Scotland.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was good.
Cheer on.
As they're pulling his intestines out.
And ripping his...
brutal.
Let's go to John in Redondo Beach. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Now, John cries at cartoons. And this particular cartoon is a cartoon movie called Ice Age.
Ice Age came to mind because I distinctly remember that my family, my wife and two kids, kind of leaned forward in their seats and looked down and noticed that I was crying. But the issue for me is not so much that movie as the fact that I virtually, at all movies, I cry because I just... get hit by something and then I start, and I'm to the point now where I know that my family knows it, and I'm just gonna do it.
It's embarrassing to be a guy like that too, because I'm kind of like that too. Like every once in a while I'll see a commercial or something, and then you look around and you go, wow, I hope nobody's watching me now. God, what's wrong with me?
Like me, I that's interesting, because I do it at TV shows. I'll sometimes get choked up when I see somebody on the news. It's just an emotional thing. It just strikes a chord.
Like Paul Moyer, you think we're so lucky to have Paul Moyer? You start crying?
Yeah, you need a hug.
You need to man up is what you need to do. You need to get Mike to get you some something illegal to start shooting up some testosterone or something.
Greg and Chino, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin and Bean and Lisa May.
Hi, Greg.
What movie are you embarrassed that you cry at?
I had a few to choose from, but you wanted the embarrassing one.
Yeah, of course.
I wanted to let you know about the end of Home Alone 2 in Spanish.
What?
In Spanish.
Why the Spanish language version?
Flipping through the channels and came across Telemundo or Univision or whatever, and came across the end of the movie where Macaulay Culkin is at Central Park or Rockefeller Center, and he's missing the family. He's thinking he's missing Christmas without the family. And all of a sudden, his mom shows up from I don't know where she came from, and you hear her say, "Mijo!" And he turns around and
goes, "I'm sorry, can I get that reenactment again, please?"
"Mijo!"
Greg, do you speak Spanish?
No, I don't.
That's the best. That is the best.
So you cry at a movie that you don't even understand what they're saying.
He knows Mijo.
He knows Mijo.
He knows Mijo and Mama. That's all he needs to know,
Mama.
Good times, Greg. That's thanks awesome. For the call.
Notice I didn't turn on his mic.
Yes.
Hey, Mike. Got it? You know? Run its course.
You like Jared Leto, we're aware.
You like that song, you're turned on when you hear his voice.
Send my penis that memo, buddy.
I think.
Congratulations.
We've got it.
Okay. To Arlene Feliciano from Los Angeles, just won tickets to see Fall Out Boy at the Honda Center on May 3rd. Tickets are on sale now, plus a copy of the new CD, Backstage Passes, and is eligible for the key that could win the brand new Honda Civic, tricked out by Fall Out Boy. By the way, speaking of great K-Rock bands, and I don't know what made me think of that, because we're talking about Fall Out Boy. But Thursday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we can announce the special in-studio guest we have, right?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, what about Lisa's boyfriend, Chris Cornell, from Audioslave /Soundgarden new solo career? What about Chris Cornell being here performing live for us Thursday morning? What about tomorrow, us giving you a chance to join us in the studio audience to be a part of that, to actually be up close and personal and catch some sweat from the great Chris Cornell?
Oh. No, there will be none left for anyone else.
And
that
he's going to do Soundgarden stuff, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's exciting. Right?
Tomorrow we give away some tickets to come on down and join us at K-Rock if you're a Chris Cornell fan. And, of course, you can hear it in the 8 o'clock hour Thursday morning, Chris Cornell live performing here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
We don't get sued all that often. Occasionally we get sued.
And more than anyone else I know.
Well, I mean, we get sued a lot. But when you consider that we just mouth off to everybody, you know what I mean?
That's surprising.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're bound to rub people the wrong way. Sure. We do get lawsuits threatened, though, all
frequently.
The time. Yeah. I mean, all the time.
Well, the way it works these days, and not just in radio, but in all business, is you get a payoff. If you threaten to sue somebody, they're likely to pay you off, and so you'll go away and you won't continue with the suit and tie up their lawyers for years at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and there are people who, the lawyers have figured out how much it will cost you to defend.
Right.
So they'll just ask for like a quarter of it, and then they'll say, look, it's going to cost you that much. Even if you guys come out on top, it's going to cost you that much. And so companies just go, all right, write your check.
It's really- Hello?
Hello, nice French lady.
No.
Oh, sorry.
No.
I didn't hit that. That was an accident.
That was an accident. It had nothing to do with this conversation, right?
No, not at all.
Okay, Psycho Mike was here on the weekend, I think.
In the interest of anonymity, let's just say I overheard a conversation, and I was here at K-Rock.
Okay.
Okay. Who's anonymous in that conversation? You?
I don't know how that protects you, but okay.
No, not me. I'm the other parties involved.
Okay,
there was
you.
A conversation going on between people, and one of these people was Mr. Rodney Bingenheimer.
Oh, okay. The great Rodney Bingenheimer.
Rodney, yes. And this might shock you to know, although we are pretty harsh on him.
Yes.
He has threatened to sue us 20 times. I mean, he'll call so angry, out of his mind, talking to the management here at K-Rock. I can't believe that. I'm going to sue him for everything that we're about.
20 times has to be an understatement.
It does,
because
yeah. He's
threatened to sue you 15 times since I've been working here.
Yeah, that's
but,
true.
But most of those times when he calls, what is he threatening to sue about? Just because we make fun of his show?
Yes.
You can't sue somebody because they make fun of your show.
You can want to. I mean, here's the deal. It's one of those things where he doesn't have, you know, any other options. He doesn't know what else to do. So he threatens to sue. He tells him
he should drink. This is what he should do.
So you're telling me that you overheard Rodney.
Here's the deal.
Please.
I'm here at the K-Rock radio station during non-Kevin and Bean time doing extra work for the show. And he is talking to someone. And I'm coming in and out of the studio. And I hear him say, well, they can't
do that. Got to hear the Rodney voice.
They can't do that. It's against FCC violations. I know. I've been in radio a long time. So my ears perk up.
We can't do what? Oh, he didn't say us yet.
My ears perk up. I'm like, I think he's talking about Kevin and Bean. And the person says back to him, well, they poke fun at you a lot, Rodney. Now I know they're talking about you.
Right, sure.
They poke fun at you a lot, Rodney. You just got to get used to it. And I'm sure you didn't hear it yourself. You heard it through your filter, your friends. It probably wasn't exactly what they
Which
said.
Which is always the case.
Yeah, he doesn't get up until when.
He doesn't hear anything, but he's got friends who hear, and then they call and go, you'll never believe. And I'm sure it's not accurate.
It's always
then
exaggerated.
The great Mr. Bingenheimer says, no, I know. They said that I was dead on the air. And they can't do that. There's a rule that says you can't claim someone's passed away unless they really have.
You know where that rule came from?
Uh-uh.
Us. It did. It came
from...
The
hoax rule? The
hoax
Kevin
rule.
Rule of the FCC regulations?
In the FCC regulations.
Are you kidding me?
Came from Bean and I.
You guys
yes.
are like Wilt Chamberlain. They had to change the rules to accommodate
did.
Him because his game was so strong.
They had to put in a rule specifically for that because of something we did. And we... begged them to name it the Kevin and Bean rule, but they wouldn't.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear more about this, Mike, because I remember at the time leading up to a few weeks ago when Rodney was getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, we were making jokes about the fact, you know, we were coming on saying, oh, you know, it's a shame about Rodney, you know, come on down for the ceremony this Friday and stuff like that. We were pretending it was because he was dead, but
right. Clearly
it was just a joke because we were promoting his Hollywood Walk of Fame ceremony is all we were doing.
We didn't expect anyone
to think he was really dead.
All his friend heard was the word dead.
Sure. And I'm keeping my mouth shut because I don't think Rodney knows I work for Kevin and Bean. That's why he was being so open with this conversation. So I'm keeping my mouth shut and listening in the back. And this person replies to him. She says the same thing. Well, Rodney.
She or he
says, Rodney.
You're the worst at keeping stuff secret.
They were clearly joking. And they even said I was listening, Rodney. They even said, oh, we're just kidding around. It's Rodney's star. It doesn't matter. You can't say someone's dead unless they're really dead. I know that. And I've been in radio a long time, and they're going to get it for this one. They're going to talk to my lawyers. And then this person says back, Rodney, you know you work for K-Rock, and so do they, and you're both kind of under the CBS umbrella. Your lawyers are probably their lawyers, and it wouldn't be even worth it for you to...
It's like the Coke Zero commercials. Have you seen those where they're going to sue themselves?
No.
Those are very funny.
Every once in a while, you have to stand up for yourself, and I'm not dead, and it's not right to say someone's
well,
dead.
Well, he's dead-like.
He's dead inside.
And how can you prove he's not dead? Come on.
And he said, and he was real worked up.
Yeah.
As worked up as Rodney can get.
Sure.
And he was serious. He says, they're going to have to talk to my attorneys, and they can't do that, dude. They can't do that. I know. It's an FCC rule.
Can you imagine? I would want him to sue us just so we could be in court with him.
That'd be awesome. Even the deposition would be hilarious.
Yes.
Oh, that would be awesome.
And depositions blow. But
people
that would be
don't know if it's not a news story. And what if they were reporting I was dead?
Okay. You have the clip of us seeing it, right?
Yeah, I have a clip. You guys did mention that numerous times.
Yeah, we did it a bunch of times.
But here's what Rodney was talking about. Now our tribute to Rodney on the Run.
And now, another great moment in the history of Rodney on the Rock.
And as you know, K-Rock, you know, is going to do this big party when I get the star on at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Oh, wow.
That was a great moment in the history of Rodney on the Rock.
That all makes sense. They're putting stars in the cemetery now?
Well, I don't think he has the details
They're killing two birds with one stone. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
It's a matter of weeks on either side of the event. Why not combine them and make it all happen?
The cement won't be dry yet anyway.
Right.
I got you. Sure. So that's one of the times. And then Bean would say, oh, so sad to see Rodney go. And I would say, no, Bean, no, he's just getting his star on the Walk of Fame. And Bean would continue with his jokes. Oh, no. And I'd say, yeah, he's just getting his, he's still alive. Don't worry about it.
That's why it was so ironic when he really did die shortly after we had that conversation.
Because
he just seemed like such a good guy.
Who's going to sue us now that he's gone?
The just his estate?
The Donnas.
That should make Rodney happy, playing the Ramones for him this morning, right?
Sure.
Yeah, that'll make the lawsuit go away.
I mean, if he were alive,
if he were still alive to hear it. Yeah, exactly.
Ralph is on vacation this week. We're taking a look at all the showbiz news. Everybody is talking about the undercover brother who's in the news, Eddie Griffin, who's very funny. Although, didn't yesterday, Lisa, didn't we find out in Who Would Lisa Rather F that Eddie... Was Eddie Griffin one of the ones you had to choose from?
It was Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence.
Martin
Lawrence.
Eddie Griffin is in a new film called Red Line, and I guess he drives one of these new Ferrari Enzos. You know those cars that are worth millions of dollars?
Yes.
You know
those?
Yeah, like the one that guy was driving in Malibu and got in an accident?
Yes. Guy wrapped it around a telephone pole and then claimed somebody else was driving and ran away. Yeah, one of only 400 made. Well, that was one down. Now Eddie Griffin has crashed one of the other ones of only 400 made.
Wow.
He was at the Irwindale Speedway in California and smashed into a concrete barrier. According to this story in the Associated Press, by the way, these cars cost $1.5 million.
What?
And he crashed it. Totaled it.
$1.5 million.
Yes, only 400 ever produced between 2002 and 2004. Here's the quote from comedian Eddie Griffin. Undercover brother's good at karate and all the rest of that, but the brother can't drive. That's a good time. Psycho Mike, you saw a video of that happening. Is that, where did you see it? Is that online or what happened?
Yeah, listener sent me it from YouTube. You can go to YouTube and check it out. It's pretty funny. He just drives it directly into a wall.
Does he hit something and careen into the wall or?
No, it looks like he's doing a display or a exhibition of driving these Ferraris, and there's like cones set up in the racetrack, and he's coming around a corner, and it doesn't appear to be going too fast, and just goes right into a wall. It looks like if he hit black ice or something, but it's in Irwindale, so you know there's no ice.
No, there's just dirt. So that's funny. By the way, speaking of YouTube, Bean, I don't know if you saw this email or not, but a K-Rock listener sent us an email of video of our pumpkin catapult.
I saw it.
In 1993 when we almost killed Lightning.
I watched that.
It's on
YouTube.
That
was pretty cool.
That was one of the crazy. Talk about getting sued.
Yeah.
The state of Lightning would have sued us had they listened to us and not intervened and said, you can't really put a guy where you're planning on the pumpkin falling. You really have to move him away from that spot.
Seriously?
Yeah, and I was yelling at the time at Scott Mason. I was yelling, you're crazy. What are the chances it's going to hit him? And so we were going to tie him to the chair.
Oh, my God.
And then we had the world's largest pumpkin, and we catapulted it, and it went, and it destroyed the chair.
Oh, my God.
That we were going to tie him to. Destroyed it.
Lisa, were you there?
I don't think.
Awesome.
That was a lot. That was like 91, right?
93.
Yeah, I don't think
it
was.
If you search 1993 K-Rock, you can see it on YouTube.
This pumpkin went hundreds of feet, and we, I think, correctly said, there's no way it's going to hit the chair. I mean, it'll be funny because we won't know where it's going to hit, but what are the chances it's actually going to hit the chair that Lightning is tied to? And Scott Mason wouldn't let us do it, and sure enough, the pumpkin hit the chair. Here's Lightning now.
Let's bring some drama to it by tying Lightning to the chair so he can't get away.
Hey, douchebags, as I remember, you did tie me to the chair, and I freed myself.
No, that's not true. You can see it on the video. We did not because they wouldn't let us.
Yeah. Yeah, we couldn't shoot the pumpkin without, because Scott Mason wouldn't let us, because he's the rules and regulations guy.
A 400-pound pumpkin, that wouldn't hurt.
What's he going to do to him? Probably would he just hit his head and just broke into pieces.
He destroyed the chair.
The chair went into about 10 pieces.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that was not good. Also, speaking of YouTube, they have their new awards now that they're coming out with.
for YouTube, which is kind of odd. We did this story last hour as well. OK Go got the most creative video for Here It Goes Again. That's a pretty funny one. That one made the rounds big time.
Yeah.
Ask a Ninja won the award for best series. I think that's somebody here in Southern California that does that.
I have people, to look. I haven't seen that.
People write in emails and he answers them and tells them that he's looking forward to killing them. That kind of thing. But yeah, YouTube is now coming up with awards, which is, I think, perfect because how many links have you been sent in your email to something funny on YouTube?
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Tons.
The only negative about YouTube is our goddamn parent company that feels the need to sue them. So they blow.
Yes.
Bean says.
Our pal Jeremy Piven is in the news and the tabloids anyway. I refuse to believe that these stories are true because I love Jeremy Piven and can't wait for Entourage to come back on HBO.
Same here.
One reporter in the New York Daily News says that a hostess at an unnamed restaurant off Vine in Hollywood reports that Jeremy Piven tried to get into the place on Valentine's Day without a reservation. The hostess explained they were all booked solid. According to the waitress, Jeremy Piven exploded with, believe it or not, he used, "Don't you know who I am?" according to the waitress.
Oh, nice.
So he didn't get in for that. Another report from a different magazine, Us Weekly, says that Jeremy Piven is the cheapest man in Hollywood and that recently, instead of leaving a cash tip for his waiter at the Nobu restaurant, he left a DVD of his HBO show, Entourage. <as a tip. laughs> Which, by the way, I would be pleased to receive. I would be very happy to get the Entourage on DVD.
All right, I'm writing down, get Jeremy Piven.
Yep,
we need to talk to him. That's true, but it's very funny if it is.
If that's true, I'm going to start giving out those DVDs for tips. That's
that
awesome.
Works, sure.
I don't know if you saw this. It's been on again, off again, but U.S. rapper Snoop Dogg and Sean Diddy Combs have canceled their British dates of the European tour because they won't allow Snoop in. He was denied a visa to enter Britain.
Wow.
He's had troubles.
He really has. It's one of those deals where it seems like he flew under the radar no matter how much he mouthed off about everything.
Yep.
His whole life. And now all of a sudden lately he shows up at an airport. He's got a gun. He's parked illegally at an airport. He's got some kind of a nightstick or something. They arrest him for that. I mean, he's been having some hard times. But they apparently are canceling that. They've been going all across Europe, but they can't go into Britain.
Wow.
It does seem like for a lot of years Snoop Dogg could walk, you know, could walk through the White House with a joint in his mouth and nobody would say anything. And now all of a sudden if he's got, you know, like a little grass under his fingernail, somehow they get him, you know, he gets arrested for it. So.
And by the way, I think selective prosecution is fine.
I agree.
I think a guy like Snoop, we just let him go.
I thought the same thing when they busted Willie Nelson last year.
Same thing. If anyone
deserves to smoke pot on the bus, for God's sakes, it's Willie Nelson. Let him go.
Remember when Aaron Sorkin got busted in the airport for having mushrooms?
Burbank, yeah.
Yes.
Let him have them. He's creative. He's amazing.
Yep. He wasn't driving. He was flying.
Douches like you and me, we should go to jail or whatever. But I don't think jail, hurting? But yeah, but who are they hurting? Come on.
One more story. We've been following with some interest the Spelling family drama ever since Aaron Spelling died, of course, the mega TV producer. You know, there was all the talk about how Tori Spelling was estranged from the widow, Candy. And we heard that maybe the kid had gotten them back together now that Tori Spelling and her husband have had a little baby.
Right.
Well, I just saw this report in InTouch magazine that I don't know if all's completely back to normal, but apparently the little kid, Liam, who's got to be, what, like 3 weeks old now, already has $10 million in a trust fund. From his grandmother.
Wow.
That's a kid who really is too young to appreciate how lucky he is. I mean, the downside is, you know, he's, you know, Tori Spelling's his mom. I mean, he may not survive to adulthood, but the good news is, if he does, he's got $10 million in a bank waiting for him already. Who knows what it's going to be by the time he's 18?
If it's all still there.
Well, it's a trust fund, so usually that's the case where nobody can touch it until
I don't know how those
the
work.
Kid's 18, I think, you know?
Yeah.
So
I'll bet she'll spend 18 years trying to figure it out.
that's what you want, though. That's the happy surprise when you on your 18th birthday when you find out that grandma left you 10 mil. That's something to look forward to.
No kidding.
Celebrity birthdays for today, a couple of good ones. The hottie Brazilian TV hostess Xuxa is 43. I don't know if you ever see her on the Telemundo or the Univision, but you got to check her out if you can. She's phenomenal.
It's spelled X-U-X-A or something like
That's correct, yes. Also,
look at me. I can't remember anything. I remember Xuxa, how you spell that name from.
But she's hot.
Yeah,
she's so hot, right. Oscar winner Quentin Tarantino, with his new movie coming out in a couple of weeks, turns 44 years old today. You know, we talked about him the other day. There's nobody who enjoys movies more than Quentin Tarantino. He is the most enthusiastic guy in the world when it comes to film. So it's great that he got a chance to work in him for a living. Also, Mariah Carey is 37 today, and get ready to pee yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, Fergie, 32 today for the Black Eyed Peas.
Nice. Come on.
Fergie is 32, and that's the K-Rock Showbiz Beat.
Lisa is getting something called a G-Shot. We've got details coming up on K-Rock.
Ooh-hoo.
Very exciting. I hope there's a webcam involved wherever that surgery is being held today. Is it today or tomorrow? When are you doing
it's
Lisa?
It's today. I think what you want the webcam for is the trying it out.
Sure, too. Yeah. We're fine with that, too.
Well, we have many questions about that. That'll be later this hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also, keep listening for your chance to win those Fall Out Boy tickets. They are on sale. They're playing the Forum, and they're playing the Honda Center. We're giving away tickets to the latter night and backstage passes and their Infinity on High CD and a key that could start a brand new Honda Civic that is specially tricked out by the Fall Out Boy guys themselves. So keep listening. Your chance to win that coming up on K-Rock.
Big trouble in Mexico. I don't know if you've seen this, but Mexico's National Association of Actors Union are the ones that are responsible for the voice actors who translate The Simpsons into Spanish.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. We know, we think of, Dan Castellaneta, for instance, is our Homer Simpson for the last 18 years. But there's a guy who plays Homer in many countries around the world. You know, there's an Indian Homer, and then there's a Mexican Homer, and then, there's a Portuguese Homer. I mean, it's very funny to think that there's a whole another set of Simpsons out there.
And these Simpsons, apparently this union, the Mexican National Association of Actors Union, went on strike in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that the producers told them to get them to come back off strike is, we will let you do the movie as well. And now apparently they're being told they can't do the movie.
Really?
Why?
I don't know.
Now, this Simpsons movie, we've been waiting for, it seems like 10 years since they first said they were going to put a movie out, but it's finally coming out this summer. In a couple of months, it's going to be coming out. So it seems like now would be the time that these guys ought to be voicing the movie if they're going
to
do it.
I went to see Shooter over this past weekend, and there was a trailer for this, and I was so excited to see the Simpsons movie. But the guys who do the voices in Mexico apparently are not being used for the movie. They're upset. They're threatening to strike again.
Well, that seems bogus.
They're saying, look, you told us we could do the voices. We're the voices in Mexico. Why would you be against that?
Yeah.
And, I don't understand it.
I don't know exactly what's going on, but we had Lightning track down the National Association of the Actors Union in Mexico, and we have them on the phone to try and figure out exactly what's going on down there with the voices for the Simpsons movie. Good morning.
¿Qué pasa? What's up, Bing?
Hi there. What's your name, sir?
My name's Rudy Cisneros. How you doing, vato?
Rudy?
Rudy?
We know you.
Rudy, it's Kevin and Bean calling from K-Rock.
Nah. Seriously?
Is this our Raiders fan, Rudy?
Yeah, what's up, eh?
We asked Lightning.
What's happening?
Why did Lightning give us Rudy? We asked for the Mexican National Association of Actors Union.
Yeah, that's me, eh? I just got a new job. I came down here in Mexico, the other day I smoked some crazy, some weed with my homeboy Little Maniac and Trucha, and I guess they, sprinkled some angel dust or something in there, and, next thing I know, I woke up in Mexico, and, I got a fly job.
but you're not an actor. I mean, this is the union that represents the voice actors, in this case, that are working for The Simpsons. That's not you. You don't do that.
Dude, you got, they had to take, whatever they can get. I did some extra work on Baywatch in 1996.
Right.
And they're like, that's enough credit for us, eh? And, now I'm running stuff down here.
Okay,
wait
a minute.
Voices. I'm delegating people. It's crazy.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're saying that the actors that do the voices are on strike now and you're the strike breaker?
Yeah, and I'm also filling in. I've been doing some voices for the Simpsons episodes, while they're on strike, eh?
Do you do the Simpsons? Do you do voices?
Well, I mean, I try. The hard part is I don't speak Spanish.
Well, that makes sense.
That seems a little bad.
Well, like I said, any port in a storm, eh? All the voice actors in Mexico, they're striking. So, they had to take whatever they can get. I guess they're, outsourcing to some cholos in the U.S., eh? So, I made my way down there.
Wow. Outsourcing bites everybody in the ass, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
Man. I thought the king of Mexico, our friend Dave Sanchez, who answers the phones here, K-Rock, was the only guy who speaks with this much of an accent and can't speak Spanish. I'm so confused by you now, Rudy.
I'm a product of my environment, eh? That's what my counselor at high school used to say, eh? You know what I'm saying? I just emulate what I was hearing back in my house, growing up.
So are the Simpsons actors, the voice actors, are they out in front with signs saying, hell no, we won't go or whatever?
They're saying that, but I
guess in
Spanish, so I don't know what they're saying. I just make a move when I walk into work, what I'm saying? Get out my way, puto.
Do they spit on you?
And I gotta do some work, And they don't spit on me. They know better, eh? They see the teardrop under my eye. They see the, they see the mi vida loca. They know, eh?
Okay.
I got my Raiders beanie down tight. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Sure. Rudy, I don't understand. So what are the Simpsons episodes like, though, if you're the guy who's supposed to be translating into Spanish and you can't speak Spanish? I don't understand how that would work for the people watching the show in Mexico.
I figured you guys might have, some questions, what it's sounding like.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I actually sent over some MP3 files this morning because I knew, like, you guys were going to talk to me. I sent it to Lightning. I didn't know you guys were going to, like, be, you know, blowing me up on the show like this. But I think you guys might have some clips, eh?
What's the, I have a CD or what is this?
Well, like, this is going to be this Sunday's episode, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying my best because I don't speak Spanish. And I don't really do voices in the past. So this is Marge and Lisa having, like, a mother-daughter moment, eh? You know, and I just did it the best I could. You know okay. what I'm saying?
All right. So okay. here's scene number one with Rudy Cisneros, who's now voicing The Simpsons.
Órale, Lisa. Where have you been? Oh, hi, Moms. I've been at the El Monte Mall preparing for my big Valentine's Day date with Ralph Wiggum. Oh, how great. Where is he taking you? Ralph just got a fly new pompadour haircut, and he's going to take me to the Morrissey concert to try and release some anger and frustration from our harsh Latino lives. That's great, Lisa. And that white blouse with black bra looks so sexy on you. Thanks, Mom. And how about my eyebrows? Don't they look great? Yeah, who did it? Little Pukey's cousin, Skranta. Oh, Lisa, you're growing up right before my eyes.
Rudy, that doesn't sound anything like Marge and Lisa, though. Nothing.
Well, the last,
you're not even trying to do their voices.
Look, eh? All right, if you want to make fun of the product.
No, no, we're just, no,
don't
no, no.
Don't question my effort, eh?
No, but what we're
don't
saying is.
Don't question my effort, okay?
No, but what we're saying is that the voice actors in Mexico, they try to make it sound like the original.
I was trying it.
Well, those were two. There was like a mom and a daughter there, a little girl.
Why are you making fun of me, eh?
Well, I'm just saying you didn't
you know
try.
What I'm saying? You've been picking on me for years. Try to say, go out, get a job, become something, Rudy. Now I got a job.
Okay,
I'm like, you know,
okay.
I'm blowing
all
up.
All right, we apologize. Do you think Matt Groening is going to be excited about Little Pukey being worked into the episode? All right,
he's a good guy. You don't even know that, Vato.
All right. We don't need to mark.
We got one more clip.
Oh, one more. Okay.
Yeah, this one is Homer and Bart, and they're like hanging out at the pad in Springfield. Check it out.
Okay, now, so these are guys, so I imagine you do a pretty good Homer. I mean,
dude, it's unbelievable. You're like gonna believe it's the real Simpsons.
Okay, here you go.
What's up, Bart? What are you doing? Oh, I'm just watching the Raider game, hanging out, smoking that bomb ass Yesca that Milhouse sold me. That smells like some bomb chronic ass skunk weed, eh? Can I hit that? Of course you can, Homer. Take a pull off this, vato. Dope.
Well, that's flawless, Rudy. That's good work. Can I hear the dough one more time?
All right, hold on, eh? Meanie. Dope.
That's pretty good. So I'm on LincolnPark.com right now. I was listening to that song, Runaway, and I thought, hey, weren't we supposed to have new Linkin Park music like any second now? What's the deal on that? And according to their official website, Minutes to Midnight is the new CD. It will be in stores on Tuesday, May 15th. So new Linkin Park on May 15th. And they're starting to announce some tour dates, including June in St. Petersburg, Russia. So a lot of Linkin Park finally coming in the middle of 2007. It's 7:25 now on the Kevin DeMean Show.
I might need to go to that show. I've always wanted to go to Russia.
In Russia?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sounds good.
I could go take over. Military coup. I'd be the president. Let's talk about The Secret for a minute. The Secret.
The Secret. The Secret. The Secret.
This is the great secret of life.
The Secret.
The latest self-help fad that has just been sweeping the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they present it like it is. What's the Tom Hanks movie?
Which one?
With the Louvre.
Oh.
They present it
Da Vinci Code?
Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, the Da Vinci Code. They present it just like that with a lot of whispering,
right.
A lot of dark noise. This is secret. It's the secret. There's a
book and there's also a DVD.
Yes.
And I don't know. Why is Oprah behind something like this? This seems too stupid even for Oprah. Is it because people will stand up and say it has worked for me? She's just talking about success?
She thinks it's worked for her.
I think there's two parts to it. One is positive thinking does work.
Right.
And it's important to stay positive and think. So I think there is a basis of truth in it. But then they take it to ridiculous extremes on the DVD. Maybe she didn't watch it. I don't know. But they went on Oprah for 2 full hours.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, listen to this success.
For the last 3 weeks, it's been the top-selling advice book in the country, and its publisher, Simon & Schuster, tells us they've ordered 2 million more, the largest single reorder in their history. Add in the 2 million secret DVDs that have sold, and you've got a lot of people talking. But in addition to the believers, The Secret has also attracted critics who say not only does it not work, it may even be dangerous.
Oh, I love that tease.
Not dangerous.
It may even kill your children.
Come on.
Wait, positive thinking now can kill you? Is that what she's saying?
No, but some of the claims that they make, which are absurd,
yeah.
If you take them at face value, yeah, it could be really bad.
Really?
So one of the, apparently they, she got like 20 different people to teach this course on the DVD. I've watched it. And this is one of them.
Did you know this secret gives you everything you want? Happiness, health, and wealth.
The basic idea is this.
Thoughts are sending out that magnetic signal that is drawing the parallel back to you. It always works. It works every time with every person.
Okay, now that guy we're going to hear from later because she interviews him.
Okay.
But that's what they're saying. They're saying that your thoughts put out an actual magnetic field that can be scientifically tested and that the universe has to respond with whatever you want. That's what they're saying.
Okay, hold on a second.
So that seems like that's a little more than positive thinking.
There are people who are ill, they have cancer, and they're the most positive thinking people in the world, and they're convinced that they're going to beat it, and they do nothing but think positive thoughts about how they're going to beat it, and they still die, okay? There are guys who step up to the plate who are convinced, they visualize the home run, they're going to win the game. There's nothing that can stop them from hitting that home run, and they still strike out. I mean, it just doesn't work for everybody in every situation, every time.
They don't understand fully how to use the secret bean. This has been around forever.
Is there some doubt in the back of their head or something?
That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Maybe they woke up in the morning and they had a little vision of them striking out. Oh, no. That's what it is.
Oh, my God.
What about this woman who cured herself of breast cancer?
Featured in the video, for example, is a testimonial from a woman who says she healed herself of breast cancer by seeing herself as healthy.
Okay, now this is where it gets into the danger part.
Oh, okay.
Because they
she had no treatment.
None.
Brilliant.
Listen to this. This is how she treated herself.
One of the things I did to heal myself was to watch very funny movies. From the time I was diagnosed, which was November 23rd, to the time I was healed totally, was approximately 3 months, and that's without radiation and chemotherapy.
So she saw herself as healthy and watched funny movies.
Yeah, you know, sometimes they misdiagnose. That does happen.
So they go to the president of the American Cancer Society, and they ask him, and he says, of course there's no proof to any of this. Please seek medical help. Don't think that you can watch funny movies
and make it go away
and get better.
Unless they're really funny movies.
So then, here's the philosopher again, the guy that's the main voice. And she's now starting interviewing him, and he can't understand why people are questioning this.
Disease cannot live in a body that's in a healthy emotional state.
Is there any evidence that, in fact, people give themselves cancer by their thoughts?
There's president of the American Cancer Society.
There's no evidence that people attract cancer by their thoughts.
Okay, so that's basically what the secret says is whatever you think you attract you. So if you're getting bad things, like cancer, it's because you're thinking about bad things, and so the universe has to respond with that.
7-year-olds get cancer and leukemia. Yeah. Are they attracting it with their bad thoughts?
I didn't write the secret. I don't know. So then here's the philosopher again.
I find it amusing that anybody would criticize it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. This is on Nightline, by the way, on ABC.
Mr. Condescension.
Yeah, exactly. Not condensation,
no,
but as much.
No, condescension.
His glasses are fogged up. It's actually condensation. Lisa was right.
So then a woman goes out to her mailbox and pulls out a bunch of bills. And they explain to you that the reason that you get bills is because you're thinking about bills. And you need to change your thinking.
Yes, debt's there. Why? Because you expected debt to be there. So it showed up because the law of attraction is always being obedient to your thoughts. Do yourself a favor.
What?
Expect a check.
Now, how does that work?
Expect a check. So if we don't expect bills, we won't get them. But we will get checks.
Don't I get bills because I use electricity, because I have a phone, because I have a mortgage? I mean, isn't that why the bills come?
You're so last century.
Well, I'm not quite sure, you know. I don't think it happens just like that.
Well, that's what she said, a-hole. She said you have debt because you think you have debt. And I'd like to echo Bean and say, I have debt because I borrowed.
Not because I think I have debt.
Because I use DirecTV, and they want me to pay for it.
And you can't will it to be free just because you want it to be free. You have to pay for it. That's how it works. But maybe what they're saying is you counter whatever you're paying out, you counter by thinking, bringing checks toward you that you don't expect. You know, the dead grandma or something you didn't know about sends you a bunch of cash.
But they do show, in the video, they show her taking out the bills and then the cut to her taking out a whole bunch of checks. That's fantastic.
That's wonderful.
So the interviewer, Cynthia McFadden from Nightline, she talks to the guy, the philosopher that's behind this secret. He's not behind it. So this woman named Rhonda something is.
Okay.
But she hired all these different people to teach it, and he's maybe one of the main teachers. And she says, you know, we talked to the president of American Cancer Society. He says there's no proof about this.
Well, in fact, the president of the American Cancer Society says there's absolutely no evidence that we bring cancer disease on ourselves.
Well, I think he's not well informed in this area. I mean, I just don't believe it.
Okay.
Well, that's proof.
He is only the president of the American Cancer Society. What must he know about cancer?
He's not well informed on this. These are the people behind the secret. Now, again, I want to say positive thinking is good, I believe. And it might be the key to you, you know, emotional well-being is really important in your physical health, but not to this extent. Here are my two favorite clips, my two favorite. The first one about food and you getting fat.
The secret says outright that food doesn't cause you to put on weight unless you think it can.
Okay, now she's talking to an expert about food.
Yeah, no matter what you think, too much food can make you put on weight.
Okay, so it turns out that's not true.
So wait, so the first person is saying, I can eat chocolate fudge cake.
Yes.
And as long as I don't believe there are real calories that can really make me fat, I will suffer no ill effect from having that piece of cake.
You only get fat because you think you're going to get fat. There's no
that
physical
relief. That is fantastic news.
So that's what I'm saying is if you really look at this secret in depth, it really falls apart. But here's my favorite. This is the number one clue. And I think I'm going to take this to heart, and I believe I will get thinner because of it.
Okay.
One of the things the book specifically says is that you can lose weight in part by not looking at overweight people.
Like you'll catch it from them?
I don't look at fat people now.
Don't look at fat people and you will lose weight.
So that happened.
That's awesome.
I don't
either, but I'm in.
So I avert my eyes.
Yes, if you come across a fat person on the street.
I should run screaming the other way.
Yes, and you'll actually lose weight.
Well, because I ran.
No, because you practiced the secret, Lisa. Jeez.
Lisa has an appointment today with the Laser Vaginal Rejuvenation Institute of Los Angeles.
Hang on one second, please.
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
The reenactments and commentary in this program may contain frank talk of a sexual nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
The following program contains adult language and subject matter. Viewer discretion advised.
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
A warning, some of what you're about to see and hear is explicit.
Okay, can I go on now?
Sure.
Are we all right?
Yeah, I guess.
I think we're covered.
The American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this program.
Okay. Lisa, how droopy are you? Why
do you need
the laser reduction labioplasty?
I'm not having that.
She's not having that.
I'm not having rejuvenation.
I heard you couldn't even wear shorts. That's how bad it was. That's what I heard.
Stop it.
Nothing like that.
What's the G shot?
It's the shot in your G spot. It's
with a needle?
Mixture of collagen and something else that they put into your G spot. You know, like women get collagen in their lips, on their face.
To make them fat.
To make them bigger.
Yeah.
So the G spot shot is collagen that makes the G-spot bigger, meaning that during sex, you would have more contact with
sex. Oh, I see. So it
would
feel better.
Sex more exciting.
Are you going to walk around without underwear now?
Well, I have to tell you, I don't think it actually hangs out.
Oh.
It's not that big.
Well, I don't know. I've never gone.
But under the list of side effects, I mean, it ranges from, you know, mild irritation to death. But one of them was...
But everything does. You take a multivitamin, it says on the back, you might die.
You might die. It says that you might be constantly obsessed with your G-spot after that. Like, you might be aware
like you're not
of it
already.
All the time. Like,
oh,
you're
I see.
Always
Maybe we should,
feeling it. You always have a sensation.
Maybe we should do a call-in with girls who have instantaneous orgasms, because that comes up every once in a while, where they're just walking down the street, or they're sitting in a chair in a meeting. that kind of stuff. Maybe that's what'll happen.
Maybe.
Lisa, what was the problem with your old G-spot? Why do you need, I mean...
Nothing.
Was there trouble?
No, everything is great. I just, why not make it greater?
Why not make it better?
And the doctor, we talked to him right before Christmas, I think, and right. he said, you know, if Lisa wants one for Christmas present, I was like, well, for the other women in the audience, as just a scientific test...
That's nice of you.
I thought I would go ahead and bite the bullet and do it.
So it's March 27th today.
Today, yeah.
Every day since we got back from vacation in January, Lisa's like, was he serious? Can I get the shot? Was he serious? Can I get the shot?
Can we call him?
See if I can get the shot. So it's happening today.
Yes, finally.
Is it just, I mean, it sounds like a fairly minor procedure. I mean, it's just they just numb you and then give you a shot and then you go home. That's it?
It takes five minutes.
It's not a surgery, right?
No, nope, it takes 5 minutes. The interesting thing when I was reading how they do it is they go inside and they measure. And I thought the G-spot was pretty easy to find, frankly.
I've never found it.
Well, you've never looked.
Never been that close.
You've never even tried to look. Now, I don't know a lot about this kind of thing.
Yeah.
I know that when a woman gets a breast enlargement, they need to be massaged a lot.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Right. It's interesting. Well,
so
yeah.
that, right? Am I right about that?
Well,
so it
yeah.
doesn't harden.
Right. So, yeah.
I'm just asking.
So scar tissue doesn't form.
I'm just saying.
I don't think, you don't, if you get a collagen in your lips, you don't need your lips massaged.
I've never had that. I don't know.
Lisa, how long will you be, what's the recovery time like?
Like 6 hours.
That's it?
Yeah.
You mean you'll be ready to go tonight with the new G-shot?
I could be, but I don't think I'm testing it until Thursday.
Why?
Because the testee isn't available until Thursday.
Well, we can get somebody with testees. Don't worry about that.
The testor.
The testor.
Wow, he's only got one? The poor guy with the testee? So who's going with you? I understand the K-Rock microphones will be there.
Alex is coming with me. Going with me.
Sister producer Alex is going to be there. I believe Dave, the King of Mexico, has now also offered.
Oh, that's okay. I think Alex is
I think
fine.
Psycho Mike is going to go.
I don't really need
I'll be
everybody.
There. I believe Omar is going to
no,
be there.
No, I think just Alex and a tape recorder. That's
hey,
really
Rodney's
all
going.
Rodney's going, yes.
Doc of the Rock. He wanted to show up. He'll be there.
Doc's going to be there beginning to end. Chip, Internet
like
Predator.
10 people.
He's going to be there.
Scott Mason will be there.
Sure.
Well, yeah.
Former General Manager Trip Reeb is going to be there.
He'll be there. OJ is stopping by.
I'm going to be a party. I can't
I know,
wait.
I'm that's not going.
Did that one run out? Was that song completely done?
Well, it was very, very close to running out. Yeah, I mean, it's a tiny little bit of the note left.
Hey, here's a programming note. If you're trying to think, why am I still listening to this show? Why do I bother turning on Kevin and Bean in the morning? Here's why. Because Thursday morning in the 8 o'clock hour, right here on the Kevin and Bean chart, our old friend Chris Cornell from Soundgarden and Audioslave is going to be here live in our studios performing for you. And, of course, doing an interview. And we're going to be giving away tickets tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean show. Just a couple of passes for people to come down and be in the audience to watch Chris Cornell up close and personal performing Thursday morning. So that'll be tomorrow right here on K-Rock.
Coming up just after the top of the hour, we're going to talk to a K-Rock listener who is going to Cancun on a swingers weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And his woman backed out. So he's looking for a woman that would like to go. All expenses paid, first class.
Nice.
All next week.
Cancun is a lot of fun.
So just after the top of the hour.
Did you say it's a swingers party? That's what he's going to?
Yep. Well, yeah. Technically.
Lisa, you're going to have the G-shot.
I know.
Are going to need to work it out anyway, girl. Right? This
if all
be
things
perfect
go well
for you.
On Thursday, I may be on that plane.
So if you want to call 1-800-520-1067 is the number. We'll talk to you just after the top of the hour. But you're going to have to compete with Lisa.
Exactly. All right. Ralph is on vacation this week, but we're keeping a close eye on the showbiz beat for you. A couple of American Idol stories worth mentioning. One, Kevin, you are not going to be pleased about. You know they do Tuesday night is the performance night. That's the night where everybody gets up and sings. And then we vote. America votes at the end of the show. And then they come back on Wednesday, and they have a half-hour show where they fill up 29 minutes of recaps, and then they have a dumb performance number, and then maybe, you know, some celebrity comes out and sings a song. And then at the very end of the show, with like 10 seconds left, they look at somebody, and they go, Stephanie, you're going home, bye.
Right.
And that's how the show
ends,
right?
The whole thing is filler. That whole half-hour is filler.
Yeah, completely.
Exactly, right. Well, they have announced that starting in 2 weeks that Wednesday night American Idol is going to be an hour. It's going to be expanded to an hour because... Because why fluff for 29 minutes when you can fluff for 59 minutes?
Wow.
I think is basically what they're
that's
saying.
That's
yeah.
great. They just want to earn more money on those ratings. Which
oh,
I don't
yeah.
see. Which I don't
yeah.
blame them for. But my God, can you imagine doubling the time of filler?
That is going to be the most fast-forwarded through TiVo show of the week. I will tell you that. Because it is a even if you like the show, that Wednesday show is a giant waste
wow.
of time. The other American Idol story that I think you're going to love, though, is a blogger who is on a hunger strike until Sanjaya is voted out. Now, this is funny. Sanjaya is now the most famous contestant on American Idol. He's the worst top 10 contestant in the six-year history of the show.
Right.
He's the one that, like, VoteForTheWorst.com has gotten behind because they think it's hilarious to screw with the show. It's supposed to be a talent competition. This guy has no talent, yet he's still on the show as they ask good singers to leave.
As do I. I don't care if you vote or not.
Yeah.
In this particular case, we have to vote for Sanjaya so that the worst will win. That will be funny.
Yeah, I can't imagine that could ever actually happen, but every week you see Simon Cowell get madder and madder that he is still in the competition. However, I think this is taking it maybe a little bit too far. This blogger is on a hunger strike. It's been 9 days now since she has eaten. She says she is not going to eat until Sanjaya is asked to go home. So, in other words, if he didn't leave tomorrow night, she stays on a hunger strike for a whole other week.
Is she fat?
I haven't seen a picture.
It's a great question.
It could be an excuse for a diet.
It's a great question. American Idol.
We are going to try to track her down. Her post yesterday said, I know I promised you guys a video tonight, but I am feeling too tired and weak. I don't even know how I'm typing this right now.
Oh.
Well, at least she's picking a really good cause, considering there's poverty and people dying of AIDS and everything.
Yeah. She's not trying to get the British sailors released from Iran, okay?
Right.
She's trying to make sure Sanjaya gets kicked off American Idol.
Here's my suggestion. Everybody vote for Sanjaya tonight, and maybe we can kill the stupid blogger.
That's a great idea.
Because this blogger needs to go away. Yes,
I was just on her MySpace.
That's a win-win.
Yes.
Because Sanjaya stays in the competition and she dies. I love it. All right, is she fat lady?
I think so. She's lost 10 pounds and she's down to like 155.
Okay.
So you know she's like
a big girl.
You know she's like 4'7", right? Lives in upstate New York. You know,
she could outlast the entire show.
Here's good advice, by the way. She says, I got a few messages from people saying they wanted to join in on the hunger strike. I must reiterate again that I do not recommend this. It's really not fun. I don't think there's much danger of other people following you down this path, babe. All right? I really don't think there's going to be an outbreak of hunger strikes for Sanjaya.
Out of all the hunger strikes that have ever happened in the world, this is the stupidest one ever.
I think so.
Let's vote for Sanjaya and kill her.
Okay, I'm in.
There's a new movie that is coming out. They just made the announcement that Greg Kinnear, of course, from Little Miss Sunshine, and Ricky Gervais from The Office and Extras are going to be starring in. It's a story about a dentist who dies briefly during a routine dental surgery. And when he's dead, on the other side, there are dead people that are asking him if when he comes back, he can contact live people for them.
Oh, really?
It's kind of the opposite way of the John Edwards. Is that his name? No.
Yeah. The guy that speaks to
dead people. Yeah. He sees dead people. So this movie apparently has just got green-lighted. Greg Kinnear and Ricky Gervais.
It's a good couple.
Two of my favorites. That'll be cool.
Yeah. Speaking of movies, today's Tuesday. That's the day the new DVDs are in the stores. Castaway, that Tom Hanks movie from the year 2000, is out in a new two-disc edition. I don't know how much more there can be said about Castaway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got one guy in it for 90% of the movie.
Here's the island. We set up a camera for about 2 days and just videotaped the island if you want to watch that.
Here's Tom not eating a lot because he's losing weight.
Here's Tom not talking.
Wow, you look at Tom Hanks' beard. It sure is growing now.
Look at that beard.
Anyway, you might check that out, Castaway. Also, Will Smith was Oscar-nominated for The Pursuit of Happiness. I did not see that. Did you guys see that one?
I did.
I did see that. It was okay.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it
wasn't great.
It was good.
Yeah.
That's in stores today. Super Horror Assistant Producer Alex is very excited. Van Wilder 2, The Rise of Taj, starring Kumar. That's in stores today, too. Also, as usual, a bunch of TV shows on DVD. It's really unbelievable how much, if you're a TV fan, like Seventh Heaven Season 4 out today, Family Affair Season 3, Full House Season 6, The Jeffersons Season 6, The Shield Season 5. Every week it's like that.
The Shield's working.
And if you're a Brady Bunch fan, for the first time ever, the complete series available on DVD today. They've been releasing them individually. Now they put them all together in a box set. Ladies and gentlemen, 21 discs of the Brady Bunch in stores today.
Really, Mike?
Wow.
Really?
I could not have less interest in that. By the way, King of Mexico says Children of Men is also out on DVD
today. Ooh.
Oh, no kidding.
Seen that
That's
yet.
What he said, I hope he's right. It's not on this list, but if you have not seen that yet, it's an outstanding movie.
And a quick email. I heard you guys were supposed to announce when and where to buy tickets for the Rage show in San Francisco. I missed it. Could you tell me, please? We did mention this several times yesterday. Rock the Bells. Rage is playing three different dates, one in New York, one in San Francisco, one in Los Angeles. All three dates go on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. This Saturday, 10 a.m., Ticketmaster.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Singer Mariah Carey is 37 years old today. You know, I mentioned last hour that Fergie claims to be 32.
Right.
We got an email from a listener. I haven't double-checked this, but I will before next hour, who said that she was in a band 15 years ago. There's no way she's only 32 now.
Oh,
so
wow.
She may be fibbing. If she's 32, she doesn't look good for 32. I know that. She definitely looks older than that. But we'll check it up. By the way, Fergie's real name, in case you always wondered, is Stacey. Stacey Ann Ferguson is Fergie's real name.
Really?
Also, director Quentin Tarantino is 44 years old today, and that is the K-Rock Showbiz Beat.
You don't start with that attitude. Of course you're going to. You don't practice the secret, man.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Positive
positive thinking? Okay.
Yeah.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. By the way, if you had a bet with your friends that you would never hear that song from Modest Yahoo again, you just lost. So we surprised you with Kick Without a Crowd this morning on K-Rock. It's Tuesday. We got an email here that was actually sent to Ralph. He shared with us. My name is Craig. I'm a longtime fan and listener. I know you dabble in the alternative lifestyle activities, so I was wondering if you could help. I've got a reservation next week to Desire Cancun, first-class airfare, all-inclusive resort. And no one to go with. We got to find out what the story is here and what Craig wants from us and how the Kevin and Bean Show can help him. Hey, Craig, welcome to K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
Well, we're fine. So you sent this to Ralph because you figure he's been known to swing in his time, and that's what you're into?
Well, I'm not really into it. I mean, I've swung in the past, but this is in a resort where that kind of stuff goes on sometime. It's like clothing optional, but it's a beautiful place down in Cancun, and...
Okay, so you're not into swinging, but you're looking for a swinger.
No, I'm into it, but it's not something that I go to all the time. You know, it's like
I got you.
It
looked like a fun vacation, a week in Cancun, and you had a girlfriend, and then that fell apart somehow between the time you booked the trip and the time it comes to take it. Right?
Yeah, we booked the trip last fall, and. We broke up. She dumped me the day before Valentine's Day.
Ooh. Wow, what a girl dumps you the day before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you don't want to pretend on Valentine's Day. That
all girls pretend on Valentine's Day, Lisa.
Stop it.
Now, Craig, what girl doesn't at least wait for the Valentine's Day gifts before they break up with you, Craig? How bad were you?
I wasn't that bad. It was one of those things where we met in grad school. We were both getting our master's degree. It was kind of a school romance, and... when we all were done with that, it just kind of went our own way. So.
Forget the Valentine's Day. She dumped him before a free trip to Cancun.
Yeah, that's a good point. Wow.
How bad are you, Craig? What's your damage?
No. I'm just
Craig.
A normal guy. You know, I'm a teacher and just like to go and go to Cancun. It's a beautiful place. It's actually Playa del Carmen, which is just south of Cancun.
What do you teach?
In Lincoln Heights Elementary School.
Wow, they got an elementary school teacher who's going away for a swingers week. That's awesome.
Fantastic.
Hey, Craig, we're going to be looking for ladies who want to go with you, and you leave Monday for Mexico, right?
Yeah, okay, so the key is they would have to have a passport because that is required now.
Okay, of course, yeah. They need a passport. And what age range are you interested in, Craig?
Well, I would say mid-20s to mid-30s, somewhere in there. You know, it's somebody who's laid back. There's no pressure to do anything, and it's just someone that's wants to go and lay out in the sun and have a good time.
I have some more questions before we talk to our K-Rock listeners that want to go.
Okay.
Why did your girlfriend dump you?
Because we just, we stopped going to school together. We used to go to school together two nights a week getting our master's.
Mm-hmm.
And that ended. And so I guess that was kind of our way to get together. And after that ended, it's kind of like a showmance, you know, when actors get together on the set and
yeah.
After the movie's
what
over,
did she tell you the reason that you were breaking up was?
No, that was it.
Craig.
Was
I understand that. No, that makes sense, though, Kevin. I mean, that totally makes sense if now you move on to jobs or something and you're not seeing each other all the time. I can see how.
But if
how
you
that
love the guy, you figure out a way to see him. That's all I'm saying. Was she into swinging?
Yeah, sure.
She was.
I mean, like I said, it wasn't like a lifestyle thing that we did all the time. It was just, you know, a couple times a year, really. It wasn't anything like it was every week or every month or anything, so.
I gotcha. All right, let's find out a little bit more about you, the man we're calling Craig. You're 39, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Is that a real 39 or a Hollywood 39?
It's a real 39. Gonna be 40 in July.
40 in July, okay. And you're a teacher. You say you're young looking for your age. You got all your hair, easygoing, athletic build, funny guy.
Yes, that's it.
All that's true. You're standing by all that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know we're going to have to research this. You know that, right? We'll be able to tell if you're lying.
Hey, Craig.
I just want to say to Lisa May that, you know, she could certainly come as a journalist and test her rejuvenation surgery.
She's not having rejuvenation surgery.
She is. She's getting the labiaplasty. That's what I heard, too.
I heard the same thing Craig heard. She's getting the labiaplasty.
He heard it from you, jackass.
Let me ask you this. And again, ladies, if this sounds good, if you can leave Monday, you got a passport, 1-800-520-1067. When you say no pressure, now, I'm sure a lot of women are thinking, yeah, it'd be really fun. I'd love to do that, but I know he's going to be all over me. I know he's going to think if I accept this trip that I'm obligated to have sex with him. Can you talk about that a little bit?
No, I would say that there, I can honestly say there's no obligation or no pressure that way. It's a beautiful place where you can go snorkeling. It's close to the Mayan ruins.
Listen, we all know about Cancun. We know what a beautiful place and a great vacation spot it is. Do you have a separate room for her?
No, it's the same room. We would have to share the room.
Do you have double beds?
You know what? I don't know that for sure. I'm sure that I could arrange that with the resort if that's... Okay. If that was.
Is there no pressure because there will be other women there you can sleep with?
No. That's not that at all. I mean, I would be happy to go and just lay out and have fun. I mean, the food's great. The area's great.
Is there no pressure because there are other guys there for you to sleep with?
Come on, Kevin.
Listen, I just want to get to the bottom of it. There's got to be something wrong with this dude.
Craig, here's...
You know what? I was going to cancel the trip. But I would have lost a big deposit, and I just need a vacation. So okay. I just want somebody.
Well, this sounds great. It does. I want to go.
It does sound too good to be true. But Craig, let me ask you this: you're 39 years old. You sound like you're telling the truth on all this stuff. You sound like a pretty good catch, an articulate guy, a smart guy. Why don't you know somebody? Why isn't there somebody in your circle of friends or acquaintances that you could have pressed into service for a free trip to Mexico?
Well, most of the teacher friends I know are teaching, or they've already made plans for spring break because it's spring break week next week.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I did have one friend who was going to go, and then she decided not to go, and literally I was going to cancel it before I sent the email, and then I decided to give it a shot. I've been listening to you guys forever.
I'm also guessing a lot of your friends aren't into swinging, and this would make them nervous, even though they don't really have to do anything.
Well, I think, that's probably true, that not necessarily the swinging part, but just it is clothing optional, and, you know, when you have friends, you don't necessarily want to walk around naked.
Right. When you go to a clothing optional place, do you not wear clothes?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, I'm just checking, because they're going to want to know this.
You know,
okay.
It's like the first day everybody kind of has stuff on, and then by the second or third day, it's like, you know, no one really cares.
Yeah, what the hell. All right, we're going to take a break and come back and talk to some people. We do have the phones are all ringing at 1-800-520-1067. Just as a thumbnail, though, Craig, just recap for me in 15 seconds the qualifications that you're looking for in the woman that we select to go with you.
Well, number one, I want somebody who can travel well, you know, that doesn't have any pressure, that doesn't have any hang-ups, you know. Good sense of humor because it's a long plane flight. We'll be, you know, sharing a lot of time together. And just someone who wants to go and have a good time, you know, that if they look great, that's fantastic. But I'm more interested in somebody that's funny and intelligent.
Oh, no, you say that, but you're not going with a beast. I got news for you.
No, you're not.
So mid-20s to mid-30s, single with a passport. That's what you're looking for.
And
the availability of all next week.
Right. Well, that goes without saying.
Well, it's spring break.
Listen, we already have a bunch of people on hold. 1-800-520-1067. Craig, can you hold on?
Sure can.
We'll come back and introduce you to some lovely females that would like to go with you.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully. Hold on. We're talking with K-Rock listener Craig, who has an all-expense-paid trip next week to Cancun.
Nice.
Dude. Leaving on Monday morning at around 7 o'clock. Craig is back on the line with us. Craig, when do you come back? You come back on the Friday or the Saturday? What?
Saturday late afternoon.
Okay. And you've got, is it one of these all-inclusive type resorts where you got the hotel and it's buffets and clubs and the whole deal?
You get a little wristband and all the drinks and everything are all included. You don't pay a dime when you're there.
So. Okay, now, is the person who goes with you, are they going to have to kick in any money?
No, nothing.
None at all?
The only thing they would want to pay for is if they wanted to buy souvenirs or anything like that, you know.
But, or get out early.
Or come home early. Come home on Tuesday, right?
Hire security to keep you away.
Yeah. Craig, behind the scenes, I got to tell you that we're having a conversation because I think you sound like a straight-up guy. I mean, I got no problems, and I was predisposed to hate you before you came on because I figured this guy's got to be a loser. But I can understand what you're saying, how the circumstances happened to you, and you sound like an okay guy, and Kevin is convinced there must be something wrong with you.
Dude, it's like a clown. You know, you look at a clown, and goes, wow, looks happy from the outside, but inside they're evil. There's got to be something wrong with Craig, doesn't there? Do you have, like, unsightly sores?
No.
No?
No problem.
You have all your hair? You have hair on your head?
Yes, I do.
You have hair on your ass?
No.
Okay.
Huh. Have you ever one time in a fit of rage chopped up a woman and flushed her body parts down the toilet?
Not really, no.
Not really.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's talk to a couple of gals, and maybe they'll pick up on something that we're just unqualified for. We'll start with Paula. She's calling from the LBC. Paula, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. How are you, my dear?
Hello, Paula.
Hello, Paula.
Oh, she left.
First to Paula.
Maybe we scared her off.
Chopping up and flushing down the toilet. All right, that's okay. We'll move on now and go to Elizabeth. She is in Whittier. Hey, she's a teacher also. Hey, Elizabeth, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Now, are you on spring break next week, too?
No, but I'm going to be sick.
Okay.
All right.
Elizabeth, I want to know from a woman's perspective, when you heard us start to talk to Craig, what came to your mind? What made you think, hey, that sounds like something I might be interested in?
I kind of got dumped in a similar fashion, and I kind of know what it's like.
Did you deserve it?
No.
No. It says here you enjoy water sports.
Yeah.
Like R. Kelly water sports, or like
that's what I'm asking.
I'm not that much of a goer.
Not that much of a goer. Okay.
Okay. All right. What intrigue? I mean, what is it that you like about the sound of what you've heard today? Whether it's about Craig or it's about the trip, what is it that made you call?
I would love to have a vacation. I've been actually looking for one right now, and things just kind of sounded right.
Well, it sounds right because it's all paid.
Sure.
Yeah. Craig. It's Mexico, for God's sakes, in March. Why not?
Craig, are you missing any limbs?
No, I've got all four.
Okay.
You're a teacher also, right? So you and Craig have a little something in common?
Yeah, I just got on campus right now, too. So, don't tell anybody.
Okay.
I'm late.
Okay. Hey, where are you on, when you hear about the swingers? How interesting is that to you?
That part is a little bit scary. I've never done anything like that before.
Right, but scary doesn't mean you wouldn't be open to it.
No. I'd have to see it.
Okay.
Okay.
And last question for you, Elizabeth, then we'll put you on hold unless Craig has something he wants to ask you. Are you open to the possibility of maybe a relationship with Craig if you guys hit it off? Or are you strictly thinking, no, platonic, just the trip is all I care about?
You know, I don't know. This is I've been thinking about it for 2 minutes, right?
Yeah, true.
But I would love to meet Craig and have a conversation, even if I don't go to Mexico.
Would your husband be upset that you went? Okay, you hold on. All right, well, that's one.
Okay, maybe what's going to end up happening is we'll hook up a bunch of women with Craig via the email or something, and they can, like, sauce it out, and then maybe we can find out who he ends up going with later in the week or something if he picks one of the ladies.
Much more fun for us to pick someone. Let's pick Sanjay. Lola, 39, Los Angeles, hot model, fun, easygoing, travels well.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi, Lola.
Hi. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Now, when you say hot model...
I am. I'm a model, and I'm also a writer. So I have my master's degree in writing, and I've traveled. I went to 11 countries last year writing.
Wow.
And yeah, so Craig sounds easygoing. I did this once. I had a really bad breakup, and I put an ad out because I had David Bowie tickets.
Right.
Uh-huh. I met the nicest guy. We were friends. We're still friends. That was a couple years ago. So
wow, that's awesome.
So Craig, I love your chutzpah that you just put it out there. So.
Well, thank you.
It does take a certain something to say, hey, my girlfriend dumped me before I went to Cancun. I want somebody to go with me.
Yeah.
Hey, she's lame. Lame.
Lola, I can't move on to any part of the conversation until I find out what kind of modeling you've done.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't really. I was on The Simple Life last week.
Nude. I'm sorry, what?
The Simple Life.
Simple Life, okay.
Yeah, that'll be airing. I've done some print. I've done mostly... I've done, some kind of X a little bit.
That's what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about. Okay.
A little bit.
How do you do a little bit of X?
Well, I'm very open, so sometimes I get into, I'm a single mom, so I just sort of, I go with adventures. I lived in New York for a long time, putting myself through grad school, there were some... Interesting.
All right, let me ask you a question, Lola, because the King of Mexico is telling me that The Simple Life is taping at a fat camp.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. I'm in the second episode. I know I read that. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Hey, Lola
fit,
sounds like a...
I'm a triathlete. I'm not a skinny model, but I'm a normal,
Okay,
I make most of my living as a writer, though.
All right, if Craig doesn't pick you, I'm picking you, Lola. Seriously. I need a woman on the side, and I've chosen you.
Today's my birthday.
Yes, Craig, you have a question?
I just wanted to ask her about her children. Will they have a place to stay next week and everything?
Oh, absolutely. That's the great thing. I'm a freelance writer. My son's dad is great, so he's very open because I travel so much. That
she takes him to one of those vet's offices where they put him in cages.
That's right. Put him in a kennel overnight.
Would have been funny if I could have thought of the word kennel.
Totally easygoing, right. And I would love to meet Craig and, you know, just... Why not open up? And I'm also a great wing woman. That's another one of my jobs. Like helping men meet women. So if it doesn't work out with us, I could definitely hook him up. And I'm a fun party girl.
How about that?
Okay, fun, easygoing, travels well. Nothing wrong with that. Craig, what do you think of Lola? Sounds pretty good, I think.
Sounds fantastic.
All right, we're going to give you both of their email addresses, or we'll give them yours, I think, is how we'll work it, just to make sure. And I just want to squeeze in one more, and this is Dave in Glendale. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm just putting it out there. You know, come on now. You guys, I don't know if it was Kevin or Bean, you put a theory out there. I just want to, you know, I'm just bringing it up. A couple guys having a couple drinks, hanging out. You know, I'm free next week. if sex is not obligated, hey, Dave in Glendale, Dave Keys is there, man. I'll hang out with Greg. Just do a little talk to me, pal.
You know, I think my connection is...
Oh, what a shame. I hate it when
phones break it up. How about that?
Right, I think he has to pick Elizabeth... Or Lola right now. I think we do that. Elizabeth or Lola.
No more finding out about them, huh?
Nah, let's just make them pick blindly, and then we'll have them call back after they go on the week.
Yeah, we'll report back. I think Lola sounds fantastic.
Yeah. What a surprise. Okay.
Lola is a deal. Lola's a good deal.
I don't trust either of you. I think there's something wrong with Lola. I think there's something wrong with Craig. Do you sweat a lot, Craig?
We could be mates in that.
Do you sweat a lot, Craig?
No, I'm fine.
Shower about once every 2 weeks?
More often than that, actually.
B.O.?
What? No.
I think he's fine. I think maybe Lola will report back to us what the big problem is, what the damage is that Craig has that we don't know about. But it sounds like we're picking you two as the happy couple, and you can kind of work out the details off air and let us know. Yeah, that's what it sounds like is happening here, Lola.
I know. It's going to be fantastic. That's great.
So, this is going to go...
We can just jump in the water.
This is going to go terribly wrong.
And there's no way this will work out well.
And I can't wait for a week from Monday when you guys call us back and let us know what's going on.
Oh, no. It's going to be great.
Craig, you promise to call us back?
Thanks, Craig. I'm sorry?
Will you promise to call us back?
I absolutely will. You bet.
Lola, we want to talk to you, too, no matter how badly it goes.
Oh, yeah. I think we should keep a blog, actually.
Keep a blog. That and also, you know what? You could send Lightning some pictures, too. He could put them up online.
Sure.
Okay.
For sure.
I'm going to put you both on hold.
I have a MySpace and all that.
I'm going to put you... Oh, we need that then, I think, because we need that.
Yeah, okay. No kidding.
Okay, we're going to put you both on hold so Lightning can get all your information, okay?
Okay.
Have a great trip.
Yay!
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Cut to Channel 4. Trip goes terribly wrong. Kevin and Bean hook up serial killer with woman.
Right.
Who's a serial killer.
I think Craig and Lola are having their first fight right now.
I just have a bad feeling. I don't know why.
Really?
Well, anytime anybody sounds that great, because we all know that we put on what we want everybody else to see. And then we know the real us, and we know that the real us blows. So there's got to be something there.
They could, of course, you know, in a dating situation like that, you are going to put your best foot forward. I got my fingers crossed. I wish those kids the best. I hope it works out to be a great time. We get lots of naked pictures of Lola. That's what I hope.
I hope someone does.
All right. It's 8:45 on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock. Let's go to the email bag. We're getting a lot of emails on a lot of topics. You can write to any of us. All of our email addresses are up at krock.com. Here's one I found interesting. This is from Kristen. Dear Kevin and Bean, while listening to your show this morning on the way to work, I passed a car that to me was a moving contradiction. The truck had a Real Men Love Jesus bumper sticker and other typical guy stickers on the back bumper, yet when I looked at the interior of the car, he had a leopard fuzzy wheel cover, a stuffed animal on the dash, and a cherry air freshener. Dude, if you're going to buy a truck and put a Real Men Love Jesus sticker and then contradict yourself by putting gay-ass fuzzy leopard interior accessories and girly air fresheners, you're obviously confused. It sounds to me like you're in the closet. Yeah. People need to stop advertising one thing on the outside of their vehicle and then have totally different environment on the inside of the car. Come on, people. Kristen. So Kristen got a lot of rules as she's driving down the road, but she's definitely calling out this dude in the truck.
We were talking yesterday to former sports guy Money about the UCLA team and how they are in the Final Four this weekend. Saturday, they play Florida. Hey, Kevin Abin, you commented this morning on how Lorenzo Mata is one of the uglier guys around. We didn't say uglier. I think we said ugliest.
Ooh, okay.
This boy, woo! But at least he can shoot 37% at the free throw line. This is a point I cannot argue. He is clearly not an attractive guy. I will make this point, though. When you play basketball for UCLA, it doesn't matter what you look like. Take a quick look at this picture, and you'll know the true power of the name UCLA in a basketball jersey. And it's Mata sitting with four hot chicks in bikinis.
Oh, my God.
That's not right.
That's just wrong.
But if you're ugly, I mean, maybe that's the way to do it. Go into a rock band or play sports.
Absolutely.
Everything will work out.
Yeah.
Hey, most of the guys we met in bands could not get chicks unless they were in a band. Let's face it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yesterday, I was expressing my displeasure with the return of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I don't know if you heard, but they got a new movie out that is number one at the box office. Here's an email from Tim. Hey, come on, Bean, where's the love? I've been a turtle head for years now. I grew up with the Ninja Turtles since I was a wee lad. Now I'm 22, and I can't wait to go see the movie. I still wish I could be a Ninja Turtle and dress up for one every year at Halloween. Come on, Bean, embrace what America was built on. Ninjas, turtles, rats, and radioactivity. Tim. I guess I just wasn't aware of that.
Go Ninja, go Ninja, go! Go Ninja, go Ninja!
Turtle?
Yesterday, Bean forced us to watch slides of his vacation in Kansas.
Yeah.
I got more if we got time.
And Chad writes, I just killed myself. Tell my wife I loved her. I hate Bean.
Oh, how dare you? It's funny because I got a bunch of emails on the slideshow. For instance, this one. Hey, Bean, could I convince you to post your slides of Kansas on the web? I've never been to or even through Kansas, never even considered Kansas as a destination, but you really made it come to life. It sounded like a rockin' place, particularly the first segment of the interstate, Dr. Tumbaugh's childhood home, and the Postal Distribution Center. I really need to see the ball of twine. Brother, please. Wait a second. You think he's mocking?
I think he's mocking.
Now that I read it out loud, it sounds like maybe he's mocking.
Yeah, I'm guessing so, yes.
Sarcasm.
Lisa, you have one?
I do. This is, hey guys, did you all catch today, meaning yesterday's, new moment with Kevin? Around 7 a.m. during the Showbiz Report, Kevin was talking about the movie Shooter, and he said something like, normally that kind of movie is right up in my wheelhouse. Kevin, did you mean right up my alley or right in my wheelhouse? Yeah. Signed, Paul.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that was, I heard it, but it's just pale compared to some of the other stuff he pulled off.
We don't need help from you guys listening and busting me for not being able to talk.
This is minor.
Seriously. And finally, nudist colony. I couldn't get through on the phone lines yesterday when we were doing What to Do Nephew, but I wanted to tell you, my boyfriend lives right behind that 15 freeway nudist colony, and seriously, it is creepy. They are old and pretty strange and very extreme nudists. A few years ago, my boyfriend's family even had to put up a fence because the nudists would go on hikes through the forest and show up at their back door asking for directions completely naked. Just thought this would give you a laugh, Ashley.
What's an extreme nudist? I mean, how much more nude can you be if you're already naked?
That guy was so naked. He was way more naked than most naked. I don't know. But we're going to take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
It's KRQ-FM passing in Los Angeles. Ralph is on vacation. We're taking a look at the Showbiz Beat. A lot of good stories. This one, not so good. Late in the show yesterday, TMZ.com reported that there was an altercation at a Burbank hotel, which, by the way, I'm not familiar with this place. It's called the Graziella Hotel. Where is that, you guys? It's supposed to be nice in Burbank.
It's right off Hollywood Way and, like, Pass Avenue right there.
Is it nice?
Yeah, no, it's
oh,
like
I know which one. Yeah.
That's the one,
yeah.
I know
what you're talking about. It's very nice.
Well, the report yesterday, and then we brought it to you here on K-Rock, is that there had been an altercation at the hotel that got ugly. Alarm clocks ripped out of the wall, phones thrown against the wall, dents in the wall, blood on the sheets, and apparently that was at the hotel, and that was between Scott Weiland of Velvet Revolver and his lovely bride, Mary. And I guess they had a couple of their kids were with them, too. And then, you know, one of their assistants kind of took the kids away while they were fighting and stuff. Well, they went back home, and the fight continued and got even worse in the front yard of their Toluca Lake home on Saturday night. Apparently, Mary set fire to more than $10,000 of Scott Weiland's clothes.
Oh, my God.
Right out there on the front lawn. Just burned him to death. Yeah. So she was arrested, and he ended up down at the police station with his attorney. She was arrested for felony arson vandalism. I don't know what the fight was about. I don't know what's going on there, but it seems like a bad deal.
He put something of his in a bad place.
You're guessing. You know.
I'm guessing.
I would like to just point out that if my wife decided to burn all of my clothes,
yeah,
a couple $100.
And
$10,000 worth of clothes.
That could be like a coat
designer
and a hat for
stuff.
Scott Weiland, though, couldn't it?
I mean, my God.
Totally.
So anyway, yes, we obviously wish them the best.
I want to point out, they were at a hotel in Burbank. They live in Toluca Lake.
I know. That's what I said yesterday. What are they doing at a hotel in Burbank?
They're having work done on their home or something. That's my guess.
Oh, could be.
All right.
Yeah, because the front yard was on fire. That's why they had to go to a hotel.
There's a lot of unanswered questions here. But it's ugly. It's too bad.
That's no good.
Punk'd is going to have its final season on MTV. I know everybody, pretty much every season, they say it's going to be the last season.
Yeah.
Well, they have to, because then the celebrities let their guard down and they don't think they can get punked anymore because the show's off the air.
They say, the officially, though, this time it is finished. There is going to be one last season. All eight episodes, though, are going to air back-to-back in a sneak peek marathon starting at 1 p.m. on April 7th. So they're going to play them all. And then they're going to start doling them out over the next couple of weeks.
Which I wish they did that with all TV shows. Wouldn't it be awesome?
Yes,
at the beginning of the season, you could watch, you know, like 24 Heroes in a row, or watch them once a week on Monday nights if you wanted.
Yeah,
I guess. I love that. Maybe they're thinking that no one will be able to watch them all, but it'll interest them enough that they'll tune in after that.
Probably, yeah. Some of the people that they're talking about punking, Hilary Swank. Uh-huh. She looks funny. Doesn't she?
I bet she's really nice.
Magic Johnson.
She is. Yeah.
Evangeline Lilly.
Oh.
And Nelly Furtado.
Really? Oh. That could be fun.
That's a pretty good list, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to punk her.
Nice. Well done.
I just said.
You are just oozing sensuality.
All right, here's the update on the story we told you about last hour about the blogger who's on the hunger strike, the person who says that she will not eat until Sanjaya is voted off American Idol. Apparently, she's a big American Idol fan. This is very upsetting to her that he's in the top 10 now. And I think we went to her MySpace page. I think we have audio now of the starving blogger.
I'm doing this because I believe the other talented contestants who deserve a chance to win are being eliminated. Because there are other people that think it would be funny to try to sabotage American Idol by voting for a lesser contestant.
Yes.
Therefore, I'm going to continue my hunger strike until Sanjaya is either voted off, the producers rescind his spot in the top 12, or he graciously steps down from his position.
Yeah, he's going to step down.
The
stupid thing about this is most of those people are going to get recording contracts whether they win or not. They're fine. They're fine.
Here's the thing about this. A, I hate American Idol. So I'm fine with going the opposite direction. Sure. We talked to the VoteForTheWorst.com people, and they were saying they're rallying support to vote for Sanjaya every single week. And I would like to echo the same thing. Vote for Sanjaya, and we could have the added benefit of killing this blogger.
Yeah, I got bad news for you.
We're helping her lose a lot of weight.
Yeah, I watched the video, and she could not eat the rest of the year, and she'd be fine.
Oh, okay? Is that right?
Yeah. So, unfortunately, however many weeks Sanjaya has left is not really going to help her all that much.
Oh, shoot.
To tell you the truth, she's got a lot in reserve. Today's celebrity birthday, singer Mariah Carey is 37 years old, one of the great comebacks in music history. Talk about somebody who is down and out. Kevin brought up earlier today that she got paid something north of $20 million by her record label just to go away because they thought she was just toxic after the Glitter movie and Sandra. They said, well, you're over. We don't even want to bother promoting your records anymore. Signed a new deal for tens of millions of other dollars and then had the biggest album of her career and won a ton of Grammys
and
the whole deal.
Mariah went crazy in the meantime.
She did. Went absolutely crazy.
Check her out.
It's amazing.
She is just 37 years old today. It seems like she's been famous forever. Quentin Tarantino is 44 years old today. Brazilian TV hostess Xuxa turns 43 and looks fantastic. And here's the mystery solved. We told you last hour that Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas, whose real name, by the way, is Stacey Ann Ferguson, claims to only be 32.
Right.
I found that hard to believe, A, because she was in that band, what was it called, Mike? Wild Eden?
Wild Orchid, yeah.
Like 15 years ago, was she a teenager at the time? Well, apparently she was, because according to all sources, including IMDb, she was born on this date in 1975. She actually is 32, even though she looks about 50.
She's admitted to being a meth addict in the past.
Oh, seriously?
And that's the number one drug as far as aging someone.
Oh, yeah.
That drug will do it.
I always thought meth made you look better, no?
No, it's heroin. Heroin makes you look better. Okay, excellent.
Does it make her pee herself on stage? Is that a side effect of meth, or is that completely unrelated?
No, I think that is unrelated.
Okay. Okay, well, so happy birthday, Fergie, for 32. You look bad. Way to go.
Yes?
Yes.
And that's the showbiz speak.
It is. Okay. All right. I think it's been a pretty good show today. We've had a lot of fun stuff. We've had some laughs. We've had some yucks. But I think all of that will be quickly forgotten as we turn our attention to our next caller. Can we use her real name? Is it okay to say the name that's up on the screen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I wasn't asking you, Julie, but welcome to the Kevin Bean Show.
Now,
how are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. Now, we took a phone call, I don't know, a week and a half ago or something, on What to Do Nephew. It's our phone segment that we have people call in. And a guy called and said that he heard that one of his neighbors, and I guess he was talking about you, and your sister, and your mom all were made pregnant by the same guy.
Yeah.
That's true?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yay!
No.
I find it unbelievable.
It's not true, Julie. It's funny, and I think it's a laugh, but it's not true. It couldn't have happened. It never happens.
Yeah, actually it did, and well...
By the way, I think I figured out part of the problem is the only thing Julie can say is yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how she ended up pregnant.
Does no one in your family believe in birth control, number one?
No, I mean, I was on birth control, but then I had to stop because I didn't have a refill of my prescription.
Okay. Let me just run some other stats by you just to see if these are true. You're 22.
Uh-huh.
Your sister's 17.
Yeah. She's 18 now. Actually.
18 now. And okay. Your mom is 55.
Yeah.
All made pregnant by the same guy.
You know how impossible it is for 55-year-olds to get pregnant?
Not with a guy with super sperm. Are you kidding me? How did it happen that all three of you ended up having sex with the same dude? In which order did you start sleeping with him?
Me first, my sister second, and my mom third.
Okay. So once you start sleeping with this guy, was he your boyfriend?
I was seeing him for a while, and he was younger than me. But I didn't mind, so I started seeing him, and then my sister slept with him behind my back a couple times, and then she got pregnant before I did, and then...
Okay, wait a minute, hold on right there. So your sister sleeps with him behind your back, and then she gets pregnant. What did she tell you about getting pregnant?
She told me she was pregnant first, and didn't tell me who was by, and then...
Did you not ask? Isn't that the first question that people ask?
Yeah, and she told me she didn't know. And then about a month afterwards, she finally told me.
And now that was... Okay.
But
now
by
are
then,
you
were pregnant?
Yeah, no, I was pregnant about a month after that.
Okay, so...
So you slept with him again?
Yeah, I did, for one last time, you know.
Okay, so your sister told you, I got pregnant, I don't know who it was by. And then a month later, she said, oh, by the way, I got pregnant by... What's the guy's first name?
Mikey.
Okay, so I got pregnant by him. And then you went ahead and slept with him again after that.
I know.
Julie, how good is he?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Seriously, Julie, is he like amazing or something?
Yeah, well, you know, he's all right.
Julie, weren't you really, really, really pissed at your sister when she found out she'd been sleeping with your guy behind your back?
I was really, really pissed, and I am still really, really pissed, and that's one of the reasons I don't talk to my mom anymore either. I don't talk to her.
Maybe you should be pissed at Mikey.
Yeah, maybe you should be pissed at the guy.
Not to him either.
Okay, now... So you're 22, your sister's 18. Your mom's 55.
Yeah.
In what order did she sleep with him and get pregnant?
Well, he came over to visit my sister one day. He came over to visit my sister, and my sister was not there. And I don't know, my mom was drunk or something. And she slept with him, and she got herself pregnant.
Okay, now, what's the deal with your mom? Is your mom, I mean, you said she was drunk, but she knew that this was a young guy that was seeing both of her daughters, right?
Yeah, but she doesn't care.
Is she a hoe?
Like, bugs a lot. She drinks a lot. She's, like, not on the same plane as everybody else.
Well, she's apparently on the exact same plane as everybody else. I got news for you. Hey, Julie, what part of the 909 area code do you guys live? Where? What city?
Well, right now I'm living in Pacoima.
Okay, but where were all you guys? What part of the 909 were you at when all of you were getting pregnant by Mikey?
Oh, Woodland Hills.
Woodland Hills?
That's not anywhere near the 909. That's shocking to me. They're 909 in their heads, though. That's for sure. All right, so how far along are you? How pregnant are you right now?
6 months.
And how about your sister?
She's like 8 months.
And your mom?
And your mom?
Mom's like 2.5 right now. But I don't really talk to her, so I don't know what's going on with her.
So all three of you are currently pregnant and planning on having babies from Mikey.
Yeah.
Now,
are all three of you going to sue him for child support?
Well, I'm actually still deciding if I want to keep the baby or give it up for adoption.
Like Mikey has any money, first of all.
Seriously.
But, I mean, you got to go for it. I mean, you have to go for the child support if you're keeping the kid. You just have to.
Yes, but I'm just saying if there's nothing there, what do you do? Now, now are none of the three of you talking to him now?
Sorry, what was that?
Are any of the three of you talking to Mikey?
No, none of us. I mean, unless my sisters are not telling me, but as far as I know, no.
Yeah, well, you can't trust your sister. We've established that. So Mikey just sweeps in, knocks up everybody, and then just gets a free ride, walks out the door, doesn't even have to deal with any of the pregnant hoes.
I mean, actually, my sister still wanted to be with him, and he didn't want to be with her anymore.
That's
Mikey
the right choice.
Mikey needs to be fixed, number one.
Yeah. He does. He needs really to take him to a vet. They yes. really do.
That's the first thing.
Now, how did you guys know Mikey? In what context?
I went to high school with him. He was a couple grades younger than I was, and then when he got about 18 years old, like, I started liking him more, and then I was just kind of seeing him on the side for a while.
Are you cleaning up that story a little bit for the age?
No, I mean, I started seeing him, like, I noticed him when he was 16, but I didn't start doing anything until he was 18.
We heard right. that he got all three of you pregnant when he was 17.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, well, I mean, I didn't really start seeing him, but, like, I hooked up with him when he was 17, and I think I got pregnant when he was 18, because it was, like, a borderline. Yeah. Between, yeah. I never slept with him until he was 17, and I kept sleeping with him after his 18th birthday.
Hey, Julie, are you going to go on the Springer show? It seems like you have to. I mean, this is the best opportunity you probably ever have in your whole life to do it.
No, I kind of would like to remain hidden.
Julie, come on. You can't hold that to yourself. You owe society this story.
This is good stuff, Julie. Do you regret any of the decisions you and your family may have made?
Well, I mean, of course I do. I'd rather not be pregnant, you know, but what am I going to do? I made my own choice.
Yeah, they got to come up at some point with some way to stop you from getting pregnant. I don't know how they're going to do it, but eventually scientists have got to come up with some way to do it.
Yeah, you're talking futuristic cars flying through the sky, too.
I know. Well, jetpacks before you can prevent a pregnancy. I know.
Now, you don't talk to your sister or your mom anymore?
I don't talk to my mom anymore, no.
You talk to your sister still?
Yeah, I still talk to my sister. Because my sister, she's not on drugs, and she doesn't drink, and she's trying to be as responsible as she can be now.
Right.
My mom just doesn't care.
Wow. Seriously, Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
This is a Dr. Phil somewhere. You should be milking this. Seriously, you could be the new American hero. I mean, you could be, this is a ticket to superstardom here, Julie. Don't let it just be a bad thing that you try to forget. I mean, milk it. I mean, really use this and make something of yourself. A lot of people have gotten famous for a lot less than what you and your family have gone through.
Yeah.
I mean, you've accomplished a lot. I don't know anyone who's ever had three women in the same family knocked out by the same guy.
I do not.
Yeah.
Hey, Julie, we're going to have to go here. We'd like to stay in touch with you, but are there any other girls in the family? Yeah, is your grandma still alive?
No.
Oh, too.
You have any other sisters?
No.
Cousins? Aunts?
Nope.
No one, just you three.
That's done.
Is your mom hot?
Did what?
Is your mom hot?
My mom she's pretty hot.
How about your sister?
Yeah, my sister's hot. We're all hot.
Mm. What are you going to do?
Measurements.
What are you going to do? Exactly. God bless Mikey. That's all I got to say. All right, Julie, we love you. Seriously, you are the Kevin Amin citizen, not of the week, not of the month, of the year, ladies and gentlemen. There's Julie.
Absolutely.
There's Julie and her family. We'd like to stay in touch. Thank you for talking to us today, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Hot.
That's great stuff right there.
Hot.
God bless America.
And you can hear hot, can't you?
Sure.
106.7 K-Rush is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:46. Time for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew at 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize. Bean, I'm going to tell you that based on the prize,
yes,
I think every one of these people is lying.
Oh, well, that's no fun.
I think.
This isn't a creative writing class. I want to hear real stories that are good.
Well, we can judge ourselves, I guess.
All right, here's the deal. Three of you will get a brand new sleek MacBook from Apple. Of course, you can use it to create your own music, movies, websites, and more. Head to the Apple Store or apple.com. This is awesome. It comes, with the Bluetooth and the AirPort, enabled, the whole deal for wireless. I mean, it's a great computer. It's the one that I use. So three of you will get that. The rest of you, I'm sorry to say, we'll just get a Kevin and Bean t-shirt today, but we're going to have to choose. I mean, we only got three computers, so that's all we can do. 1-800-520-1067. Who do you think might be telling the truth? Who can we go to first that is telling the truth?
I would say no one.
No, come on.
Line two.
Oh. Line two, maybe.
I want Jackie in Burbank to be telling the truth.
All right, well, let's talk to Jackie then and find out. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning. What it do?
What it do?
What it do, nephew?
What it do, Jackie?
I had my first lesbian experience on Sunday, and I've been trying to call you since yesterday.
Okay.
All that time?
Tell us more in as much detail as you can.
Okay. I went out with my cousin's couple friends to the club, saw this girl. She said I was pretty, and I thought she was pretty cute herself, and, the influence of alcohol. Sure. One thing led to another. Ended up making out at the club. Next thing I know, woke up next to her with no clothes on.
Had you been thinking about this for a long time?
Oh, yeah.
Entertaining it? Yes.
Oh, I've always been curious about it. And still talk to her and probably going to do another session.
Another session. Is that what you call it? Excellent.
Sure.
Well, as we have often said, and we didn't create this, it's been known since the dawn of man, every girl is one drink away from being a lesbian. So it was only a matter of time before you fell into a vagina. But
I'm more curious about two at the same time.
About two girls at the same time?
Yeah.
I want to believe this.
Do you remember it? You make it sound like you blacked out or something.
No, I mean, I was drunk. So I remember going, but I don't remember, like, saying yes, and I don't remember what happened to my cousins, and I just remember...
Are you positive?
To her and we're still talking to this day.
Are you positive that the person you slept with was not your cousin?
No.
All right, just checking.
Do you remember the photos that they took of you that they emailed to us over the weekend? Do you remember that?
Yeah, they're up at KRock.com, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. All right, Jackie, I want very desperately to believe you, and I want to give you the MacBook. What do you think, Kevin?
I don't, because she said I still talk to her to this day.
Well,
it was only Sunday.
Proof. I mean, my cousin was there. And my cousin, you know, it works with me here.
See, here's what's frustrating, Jackie, is that we normally have bogus prizes, and we never get this call. Oh, out of the blue, we got a MacBook.
Oh,
look who's calling.
You can give me a T-shirt for all I care. I just wanted to share my experience.
Fantastic.
I've been trying to call you guys yesterday.
Done, T-shirt. Good work, then. We believe you.
Oh, that's sad, because that's the kind of behavior that should be rewarded with a great prize. That's what I'm saying.
Listen, we can make a decision at the end if you want to figure out just exactly who you want to give them to, because we might not like anyone better.
Why don't we do that today, because based on what you said, because she might be less bogus than some of the other calls. All right, let's try that.
Andrew in East LA, good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, Andrew?
What it do, baby boo?
What's going on?
I already don't believe him. Go ahead.
Okay, so yesterday I was at jury duty, first of all, Bean, haha.
Nice, okay.
And so I met a familiar face there, an old high school teacher.
Mm-hmm. You met your old high school teacher at jury duty?
My old high school, one of my old high school.
All right. Was she on trial for something?
What was that? No. She was in the jury waiting room with us.
What was his name?
What was his name? No, her name.
Oh, her name.
All right.
Her name?
No, I don't care.
I'll go first name.
So what happened?
First name's Nancy.
Okay.
So we had lunch together. She recognized me. You know, got to get, had a few drinks after we were excused. One thing led to another, went back to her place, and I had the greatest night of my life. Redemption.
Okay, so ran into teacher, had jury duty, ended up having sex with her.
Andrew, you don't sound like a smooth dude. I gotta be
like
honest.
Like a guy that could pull this off?
Not even. And it just happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And one thing always leads to another. What is that?
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't believe Andrew at all.
Listen, Andrew, it's so sad. Meaning, they figured out I was lying. So enjoy your Kevin Abid T-shirt. Thank you for the call.
T-shirt. Way to go.
T-shirt it is. All right. Oh, I'm sorry. We said we were going to decide at the end, but he's definitely going to get a T-shirt.
Okay. Yeah, no question about that. All right. Let's go to Liz, who also has a fantastical story. Liz, good morning.
What a do, nephew.
Hey, Liz.
All right. Now, you've heard other liars go before you to try to pull this off, Liz. Let's see how you do.
Okay, well, I ended up with a bruise on my face from resting it against the toilet seat from throwing up from 8 to 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I think I have proof.
Ouch, that's ugly.
Wow.
But what happened?
We were invited to a dinner for my husband's boss, and these are big wigs, and I got wasted.
Good, and that's what you look for in a wife or girlfriend.
No kidding.
So instead of him showing off his trophy wife, I proceeded to grope his boss's boobs. His boss's wife's boobs and say, look, mine feel real too. I just got them done in May. I showed the girls off. I spent the whole rest of the evening throwing up, and people keep calling me, offering me things. Did you remember when you were dancing by yourself?
Nice.
Did you remember? No, it wasn't nice.
Now, what happened to your husband? Anything?
No, they took pictures on camera phones and were sending it to him, and they took pictures of me throwing up in the toilet at the restaurant.
Those are not the pictures that should have been taken that night.
No, they were definitely not.
So let me just recap. You got drunk, and you were at your husband's boss's house, and you groped your husband's boss's wife's boobs.
Well, yes, but we weren't at their house. We were at a restaurant, and then we ended up... It was terrible. We ended up... He took me home. I'm throwing up in the car. I decided to have a drink contest with somebody who outweighs me by 150 pounds.
No, that's usually a good choice. Nothing can go wrong there.
it didn't fare well for me. I mean, my stomach was sore. My face has a bruise where I rested the toilet seat against it.
I kind of believe her. I kind of believe you too, but just in the future when you're telling this story, concentrate more on the boob part and less on the vomit part. I mean, you're burying your lead here, all right?
The interesting part is the boss's, you know, wife's boobs.
By the way, they weren't real. I mean, they were real boobs, real little, and I feel bad, but I was showing off my big girls, and I was like, check these twins out.
Yeah, well, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, that's good.
Okay. All right, Liz, hang on. We're going to decide at the end, either T-shirt or Mac computer. We'll find out. All right, so that's three. We're not going to have time to get to all of these.
No, we're not.
And they're all lying anyway, so what are we going
to
do?
Let's talk to Darko, because I like his name, first of all.
Darko? Wait a second.
Darko
you
and Wesco.
You can't call him that. At least give him the courtesy of calling him by his name.
That's what he's calling himself.
That is my name, Darko.
All right, Darko.
So, I got busted at LAX for smuggling sausage and mayonnaise.
Oh! That sounds like a joke. You got busted at LAX for smuggling sausage and mayonnaise?
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, I was coming back from Europe, and you know how they have very good sausages in Europe?
No, but I'll take your word for it. You're still lying, Darko.
No, I'm serious. I had about a couple of sausages and about 30 tubes of mayonnaise.
Oh, all right. Come on.
Were they up your ass?
Mayonnaise is better than ours, too?
Well, they don't put any preservatives in the mayonnaise, so it has a better flavor.
Were the sausages up your ass?
No. It was in my handbag, and when I went through customs, you know how
You mean your purse, Darko, is what you mean. All right, hold on a sec. I've heard enough from Darko. What is going on here today?
Come on. How do we believe any of these people?
Let's talk to Gene in Newport Beach, because we know he's telling the truth. This is one we can vouch for.
Gene, hi. What to do?
Hey, Gene.
What to do? Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning.
All right. There's a new TV show on MTV. It's the greatest ever. It's called Scarred. Now, the premise of the show is they show these guys doing all these tricks on snowboards, motorcycles, and whatnot, breaking their legs, and, like, I'm not kidding, bones coming out of their body. Mm. It's like watching Joe Theismann and Sean Livingston's, like, I mean, it's just sick. It's the greatest show that you can barely watch.
Psycho Mike was telling us about this. He said Jacoby from Papa Roach is the host, and he interviews them afterwards, right?
Yeah, and they interview him afterwards. They show it in slow motion, like 100 times. I mean, it is seriously the sickest, greatest show ever.
And I'm in.
I mean, you're in?
When is it on? Scarred is the name of it?
Yeah, it's. They showed like two episodes. They took it off for a while, and I heard it's coming back next week.
Okay, fantastic.
Wow. Thanks for the tip. If somebody gets badly hurt, like fooling around on a motorcycle or something like that, if they have video of it, they put it on the show and then interview them to find out what happened afterwards, huh?
Got it. They showed the scars of where the bones popped out. I mean, the whole deal. It's
all the ugly stuff that they won't show on America's Funniest Home Videos. This is the show I'm in.
Right.
Yes, that does sound good.
I have to fit in, Jason. I'm sorry. I just have to. Jason in Huntington Beach, good morning.
What it do, nephew?
Well, what it do, nephew?
We're running a little short on time, so you got to get right to the story.
Okay, Mikey should be the real winner, but I'll get right to it. Okay, you know, military guys are absolutely crazy.
Yep.
Especially when we're deployed overseas, and it's just the guys.
Okay.
We start drinking, drinks get going, and we start convincing this private to go teabag his sergeant. Now, we're giving this kid a hard time. We're calling him a cherry and all this good stuff, and he wasn't going to do it. We turn around, and all of a sudden we hear, hey, guys. We turn around, and this private has his junk all over our sergeant's face.
Oh. Is the sergeant?
Leave it.
Is he asleep?
Asleep or something?
Passed out?
He's passed out cold.
Okay.
From drinking. So instead of telling him that he's going to get in big trouble, he's going to get his butt kicked, I do what any other soldier would do. I grab the digital camera, and I start taking pictures. I don't take one or two pictures. I take like 20 pictures of this private with his junk all over the sergeant's face. Needless to say, we all passed out. We continue drinking. Mm-hmm. The whole teabagging got bored, believe it or not. And we wake up to this sergeant screaming and yelling at us.
I like it.
The next morning, he picked up the camera. He saw the pictures of this private with his junk all over his face. That private was demoted. 2 weeks of extra duty.
How do you get demoted from a private?
Yeah, I think you're a private right out of boot camp, aren't you?
Isn't that the lowest rank?
They got E1, E2, and E3. And
I see.
Considered private.
Okay, I got you.
He went from an E3 to an E1. It was pretty bad.
I think we need to see that picture. Mike does. Psycho Mike does. Just to check and see if it's true. You know what I'm saying? All right, so we have three that we need to pick for the computer.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
We have Darko.
No.
Busted at condoms for smuggling sausage.
No.
I'm afraid T-shirt.
Mayonnaise.
T-shirt.
Now, hold on.
Okay,
we got Gene, who called us about Scarred. That's a good call.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Jackie, who had the first lesbian experience.
Don't buy it.
We hope.
Andrew, who clearly did not run into his teacher at jury duty and end up going home.
Yesterday.
Sausage and mayo! Sausage and mayo!
All right, hold on, kids. Hold on.
We have, let's see, Jason, who just called there about the private teabagging the sergeant.
I like that.
We have Liz, who got drunk and groped the husband's boss's wife.
Like her.
Okay.
I like Jason, right. Liz.
I think we can all agree with Jason in Huntington Beach, the teabag story. That's a computer. That's a brand new apple,
and
right?
And Gene.
Yes.
All right, we're doing one at a time here. All right. MTV scarred Gene in Newport Beach. I think he's fine for computer.
I believe too. Him, but it's not any of the best calls.
No, but I mean,
but it's a great show, right?
It's the kind of call we look for. Somebody tip us off to something we haven't been talking about on the show that needs to be on the air.
But then you can't do Jason and Liz. Jason, private teabag. Liz, drunk, groped husband's
wife. No, we did
wife.
Jason.
Well, we did Jason. Jason's done.
What about Liz?
We're going to do Liz.
Liz is annoying.
Liz vomits too much, too.
And, oh, my boobs are big. Her boobs are small. And I'm like showing off my boobs, and these are my twins.
And that's because she's fat, too. That's the other thing about her. I'd rather go with the fake lesbian experience, Jackie, than the fat true story from Liz.
Okay.
I'm saying Jason Teabag. I'm saying Gene MTV scarred. And then if the kids went Darko, that's fine. But I would say either Darko or Jackie with the lesbian.
Darko did have sausage and mayo in his story.
Yeah, sure he did, though. But I mean, that's not a true story, right?
I don't know. Who makes up that?
Look, if you're going to invent a story, at least he had sausage and mayo.
I like Darko. Darko.
All right. Darko gets the brand new Apple Mac computer then. Okay, congrats. Everybody else, we get t-shirts for you, and thanks for holding on. Boy, it's so much harder when the prize is good, isn't it?
We know they're all lying. That's why.
Wow.
Bastards.
All right. No guests to thank on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, but I do want to remind you again tomorrow during the show. I think during the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to give you the opportunity to call in. If you're a big Chris Cornell fan, we're going to give you a chance to win a spot in our studio Thursday morning, because Chris Cornell is going to be coming down here on Thursday morning. He's going to be doing an interview with us. He's going to be playing songs live from out his whole career. He's going to do Soundgarden. He's going to do Audio Slave. He's going to do solo stuff. It's going to be a fantastic event. The guy's an amazing performer, and you'll get to be here in person. Your chance to win that tomorrow morning, the 7 o'clock hour, right here on K-Rock.
Plus, Lisa May is getting her G shot today, so we're going to. The K-Rock microphones are really going to be there.
Yes.
Got to talk to.
Lisa?
Got to talk about being accident prone. He won't buy it. He doesn't believe it.
Not, though. It's not true.
And in denial.
Talk about a guy who got kicked out of a pub for farting too much. And a police chief in the Philippines that says if you sway your hips too much, they will fire you.
What?
Tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Plus the Fall Out Boy. Don't forget Fall Out Boy.
If you're just smuggling sausages and mayonnaise, then
that's fine. That's all good.
Kat Corbett is up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock on KROQ FM passing Los Angeles. Silver Sun Pickup's Lazy Eye is going to get us started. Also, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We got some Tool, Bush, and Muse all straight ahead right here on K-Rock.